I'd like to ask Fan, would you open us up for a word of prayer, mate?
Absolutely. So, Father God, I thank you for all of us. We're the body of Christ, and I just thank you right now that we, you know, as we come together to get re-energized and energized and encouraged, that we hear words from you and every single word out of everybody's mouth here, because everybody's a part of the body of Christ. Nobody's better. So I thank you for your love, your kindness. I think of where you place the man of God that's running this. I thank you for his life and family and marriage. And just watching over them, strengthening them. I thank you for all of us, anybody here that has needs or wants or desires in their lives, that we continue to learn and grow and just keep moving forward. And I just thank you for how much you watch us, all the world leaders, including the knucklehead ones, and you know, that so we can move the word. And I also thank you for the great hope that we keep in the very forefront of our minds of the return of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And also, any healing needs to be done, that is done and complete, and we're able to walk right into that. And I thank you for a great night in the name of Christ Jesus.
Amen and amen. And God is really wonderful. Amen. And he's certainly at work, and he loves every one of us. And you know, we got to have that high level expectation on God for our lives and what he wants us to do. You know, why are we doing what we're doing? It's always good to ask yourself that question. And what direction, what steps are we taking to aim towards the things that we're doing? And I was sharing with someone yesterday that, you know, God's got the before ordained works for us. And it's not that we decide what we're going to do. We're led into doing what God wants us to do. Like, you know, Jesus was led up into the wilderness by God. He was following God's direction, and God was giving him his work in that time. Same with John the Baptist, same with all the disciples, and same with the believers before them and after them. And so, you know, God's got perfect before ordained works for you, and he knows how to get you to them. And anyway, I'll share a little bit more later on that and the things that God's working in my heart. I know that we're going to see great things. You know, the ones that desire, the ones that are hungry, the ones that are ready to put all of their heart into what we're doing with God, unto God, then, you know, you're going to see the things that you desire, because God's put those desires in there. But we can't just do our own thing. We're not called to do our own thing. And we might have ideas of what we want to do, and that's cool, and we can say it's God's desire in my heart, but you put it to the test. Because if it is, then something will manifest from that, and there will be open doors towards those things. So it's not that you've got to struggle and strain for anything. You know, the works is God-led, God-given. And, you know, just like with Isaiah, you know, he, the heavens, you know, who are we going to send? He said, here I am, send me. No, but they had the plan. God had the plan to send someone, and he knew where he's going to send them, right? And all we got to do is follow. So this way, we keep ourselves out of trouble when we try to manufacture things in our own strength based upon maybe, you know, a thought in our heart or something that we thought it was God and it actually isn't. And so we got to decipher those things. It's very important to understand that, you know, that we want what God's got for us, and God will, he knows how to put it in your lap. God knows how to put his work in your lap. He doesn't need any help from us apart from responding and recognizing. So it's really cool what God's been showing. And just from a little visit, you know, just seeing little things going on and then just contemplating them and speaking with my Father, asking him to show me, you know, because I'm serious. I'm not messing around here. You know, I don't want any time wasted. I've done that too much. But with that, we're not going to waste any more time now. I'm going to ask Doris, would you like to share?
Yes.
Okay, and if you can't hear her, just unmute your mic and tell her to speak up, but she has got a big voice anyway. A loud voice.
God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ, and it's great to have Lawrence back. We really sort of were very, very late collecting him last week. We did the timing really well, just from here to Heathrow, and as we approached Heathrow, we hit all this traffic. and there's been a fire in the tunnel, so we have to wait for them to redirect all the traffic. But we finally picked him up and got him home, and he's here home safe now. I know he shared a few bits with everyone and how blessed he was, and just having that quality time around face-to-face with the believers and hearing the testimonies and all the wonderful things that's been going on over there. This was a new area that is just suddenly growing like wildfire. And, you know, the reason it grows is because it's excitement. You know, when people share, there's the excitement in their voice and that they are seeing signs, miracles, and wonders. And so when people hear these things, you know, it was like the very first time that I ever read about Job. And again, back to that confession side of things, I've never really been one to gossip or be concerned about anybody else, but that just never really interested me, what so-and-so was doing, or whether people like me, or I sort of could hold the line where I needed to hold the line with a tender heart, but I wouldn't allow people to influence my believing or my faith. So, you know, when I read about Job and, you know, the things that Job feared, and it's quite poignant, really, because sometimes we don't even realize that we're fearing. I'm really believing that Danny and Amber will share their testimony as well, because it really blessed me about the Danny's work. But, you know, when Amber was sharing a little bit with me one day this week, last week actually, there was no doubt in her voice at all. Like, she just said this one statement, and then she said, but God will have to take care. It's out of our hands. Nothing we can do. And it really blessed me. So anyway, I've had a week of just enjoying, and then Monday, Amber sent me a message and said, whoop, whoop, as she does, God's taking care. And it was like, it really builds that faith within you, and it makes you buzz. Like, it's exciting, because again, like I've shared before, I can't instill faith into people. But just reminding them, you know, of keeping that faith, not getting sidetracked, not looking to the senses or what if. Like with Job, the thing that he greatly feared, you know, did come upon him. Why? Because he feared it. He spoke it into being all the time. You know, he was concerned about his finances. He was concerned about his animals. He was concerned about his kids. And so, you know, it leaves a door. That fear opens the door for the adversary to make a mountain out of a multitude. In other words, you know, he magnifies it, makes it seem bigger than it actually is. And yet with God, all things are possible. And it's so easy to say those words. Why? Because I have testimonies of my health, I have testimonies of my home, I have testimonies of my children. Each time me and Lawrence, each time that we've gone to God, with the small things, with the big things, we have seen God come through. Sometimes it's instant, sometimes we have to wait a day or two, sometimes we've had to wait a week or a month, but God never fails. But it's all down to our faith and where our thoughts and our emotions and our feelings are. So we either keep them in check, or it goes across into fear. And as we know, fear, F-E-A-R, it's false evidence appearing real, right? You can make anything appear real if you believe it enough. But it's so much better to make it appear real having faith with God, rather than allowing the adversary to steal our hearts and our emotions. you know, because it just takes a small little thing. Like Marie shared just now about these thoughts. Where does your mind suddenly go? Because we're all infallible at times. You know, we can all make mistakes. We can all let our minds wander. But it's actually keeping that in check, remembering. Like Job had such a pure heart, right? When you read that, the book of Job, and you hear about how he loved his family, you know, but he still feared that greatest fear that something bad was going to happen. And it did. But then as you read on, you see that God blessed him back 100 times more. But you know, we don't even have to go through that system, because we can just believe from the beginning. And when you read throughout the Bible, it says that there's nothing that pleases God more than us having great faith. So when we adhere to those words, like when Lawrence shared, you know, say what you want, not what you see. It's all very simple words, but it all comes with a powerful impact, whether it's faith or whether it's fear. It will all hit us with a powerful impact. So, you know, having these testimonies, being able to stand up and get excited about the things that God's doing in our lives, that we have motivation that we can pass these testimonies on, that we can inspire others, that all you have to do is believe. Not allow the systems of the world to trick you out. So yesterday, I was out and I was in this shop, and this girl was talking to this lady about the world and what was happening, and all these migrants and this, that and the other, and you know, everything that you read on social media, and you know, what's this country coming to? And then afterwards she sort of looked at me and she said, "And what's your opinion?" There's a wrong person to ask, really. And I said, "Well, actually, that I don't really have an opinion." I said, "Because I know that God's going to take care." And she went, "Oh, you're one of them." And I said, "Sorry, I don't know what you mean." And she said, "Oh, I guess you just believe for good things to happen." I said, "Actually, I do. I really do." And you know, the conversation didn't go much further because she just shut it down straight away. But afterwards, I got in the car and I thought, I would so rather live the life that I live than to be running around with this fear mentality like she had. That, you know, we can make things truly happen. We really can. Because it's by the power of prayer. So we pray for those in authority. Like people sometimes, they don't even believe it, or they don't take the time to do it. But we can pray for those in authority. That we can pray for situations. That we can pray for our finances. We can pray for the world to change. We can pray for great testimonies. You know, we can pray that our faith keeps strong. And God hears it. He hears all of those things. And so when we're talking and we're having conversations with people, no matter what's going on inside, no matter what's going on the inside, we don't speak it into being. Now, if you are struggling and you're not being able to control your thinking or your mind's going out of bounds, then you've got a pastor you can call. Lawrence is at the end of the phone. You want to go to someone that's going to build you up, make you strong. You don't have to just share that with all and sundry and then ask Lucy down the road, "Oh, what do you think?" And then ask Danny down the road, "Oh, Dan, what do you think? Oh, Amber, what do you think?" And then get a collection of, you know, ideologies and then make your own decision. No. Just take it to God. Like everything we do should be God first. It's God that hears us. It's God that knows our needs. He knows when we're struggling. He knows when things aren't going to plan. Or that if we have doubts. We don't have to confess it out loud. We don't have to put it out there into the atmosphere and just find out what's going to happen down the road. No, we go to God in faith. Okay, God, this is going on. It doesn't bless me. All right, I've got this situation, whatever the situation may be. Like, there are times when the burdens, it's Ephesians, isn't it? The burdens? No, Galatians.
Galatians,
something. See, there's times when we have burdens that we can share, but then there are times we have burdens that we don't share, that we go to God with them. And so, you know, we have to learn and to decipher what we share, what we put out there in the atmosphere. Right? Lawrence used to have really bad habits when I first met him. I'm not saying those habits have improved greatly, but they have. Then after 38 years, but just to give you an example, so I would say, can you bring your cup down, please? Like, don't leave it upstairs. And then a day or two might go, love, can you bring the four cups downstairs that are now upstairs? And then a week later, Lar, can you bring the 12 cups? I can't even find a cup to have a cup of tea. And he'd forget. So then I'd go up and I'd have to bring all the cups down, right? And this went on for months and months, that he'd just take them up to have a cup of coffee, but he would never bring them down. So in the end, I started giving it to God. Okay, God, like, this is, and it was only a small little thing, but it used to bug me terribly. So anyway, I prayed about it, and then one morning he just brought his cup down. And I'm like, wow, like, our prayer. God really heard me. He knew that it. And now, I'm not saying it happens all the time, but I would say 8 times out of 10, he'll bring his cup down. So see, even little things that don't bless you, you can just pray. You don't have to nag. You don't have to go on. You don't have to make a big thing of it. Just pray, and God takes care. Or either that, you learn to live with it. It's a small thing. It's not the end of the world, right? I'm here to bless. I'm here to serve, right? If he doesn't bring his cup down, I'll go and get it. It's not worth the hassle and the nagging and everything else. But not everybody's like me.
Thank God.
Some people would mend their heads off. Some people would leave all the cups and not even bother to bring one down. And then when then the person realized that they didn't have a clean cup, they might think twice about it. But see, it's having a heart. It's having a heart to do things. It's having a heart to serve. Right? There's no such thing as selfishness when it comes to God and the way we live. We are to be examples. We are to set the service in which we do. That when we walk with God, we walk with great heart. We walk with great love and patience. We don't nag. We don't keep on. And it's not about us, by the way. Right? It's not about, oh, me. What can I get? But it's, how can I serve? How can I bless? What can I do to bless that person? Right? I raised 3 kids. Carl was 40 on Monday. Dan is 35 tomorrow. Leanne will be 38 in September. My whole life was in service to them. Even now, at their ages, I would go to the ends of the earth for each one of them. And I'd send little messages and I'd send little songs. And then today, I was sat quiet on the sofa, and I get a little message from Danny. And he put, this song is for you, Mum. And it was a song by 2 guys that said, I was raised by Queen. I was raised by a queen. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I had tears in my eyes. You know, like the rewards we get for being faithful, the rewards we get for just serving and loving. Like, I put everybody before myself. I always have done and I always will do, because that's who I am. I hold the line, and I'm quite firm, especially even with the grandchildren. I hold the line, but my love is not just let them get away with it. I hold the boundaries, but I love them with a genuine love of God, and that's the difference. Even with my kids, love them with the genuine love of God. And it shines. When you really go with God and you do things with God, there is nothing else like it on the face of this earth. So that woman in the shop yesterday, 35 cents, talking about the world, talking about the negatives, talking about her life. But when she had the opportunity, she dragged it. Some people do not want to have a better way of living. They would miss the negatives. They would miss the five senses stuff. But see, we're not here for us. We are here as sons and daughters of the living God. We are here to win people and bring people to the knowledge and the understanding that we serve a living God. And we can't have our foot in the world and our foot in the Word. There's no grey areas. It's either black or white. Are you prepared to give up your 5 cents lifestyle to live according to the faith? To have that faith, that confession, that truth? Or would you prefer to live in the world and have that fear? Fear that something might happen to the kids. Fear that you might lose your job. Fear you might not be able to pay the bills. Because then you'll be walking like Job. So the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me. That was his confession. He feared for his children. He feared for his job. He feared for his animals and his livelihood. And even though God blessed him 100-fold back and more, he still had to go through the heartache of losing his whole entire family. That would just rip me apart. I don't think I'd recover from that. But I'm glad we don't live like that. That what we say, we mean. Say what you want, not what you see. Stand up. Be proud that you are a son or a daughter of the Most High, living God, and truly make a difference. So bless your heart.
That was fantastic, love. No, really great. I'll ask Danny and Amber to share next, please.
Hello, everyone, and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And first, I want to thank God for this wonderful fellowship and this wonderful time together. Our God is just so good. And them words that God has just spoke through Lawrence have really hit my heart. And I know each and every one of us, when we really take those words and receive them gladly and practically apply what we're hearing, then we will see results, and great results. And I was with Lawrence today, and he was sharing some of these things with me. And it gave me a great opportunity to pray in the car and to really bring my desires back in front of God, you know, really asking God to inspire that faith within me to continue with the things that he desires us to do. And what is that? It's to reconcile men and women back to him, that he desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. And he has a way of getting that done. He knows that he knows who he can use. He knows who's desiring it. And then when that matches with God, we just move forward very, very quickly. And it's been a great couple of weeks for me and Danny, like really great in the sense of really trusting God, stepping out in faith, really relying on him and not leaning on our own understanding. And so I really felt tonight just to share testimonies with you. The testimonies are good and they build our faith and they show people like that this is God and God is available and God really wants to give us the desires of our heart, but he really wants us to know that he's the source, he's the provider. He's the one that brings the increase. He's the one that gives the peace, the hope, the happiness, the success. Everything comes from God. And when we turn in our hearts and minds fully on him and really not leaning on our own understanding, he's then able to guide us and keep us at peace. So the first thing that I'll share is Danny's job. He has to live by faith. He don't know when he has work coming in, or when it's not. But he has been quite consistent with this company now for about 2 years, doing quite a lot of work for them. And it's just the work's been flowing in. The work's been really easy, flowing in very easy, no effort to try and look for work. And then according to Danny's diary, his diary is meant to be filled now until we go away in May. And then on Friday, so Danny's on a job at the moment, and basically to finish this job, he ran out of tiles, and the tiles, they said that they weren't going to turn up. So it meant that when Danny was going to finish on Tuesday rather than finishing Wednesday or Thursday, so he was told Friday, like, the tiles aren't going to turn up. Oh, and by the way, Dan, you'll have to cover your own diary for the next, like, 3 to 4 weeks because we've got nothing booked in. And so Dan is like, all right, yeah, not a problem. And he rings me and we communicate straight away. He's just not out of, like, concern. He's just like, I've got the next few weeks off, Amber, like, joking. It's my birthday. And I was like, oh, praise God, like, few weeks off, that's a nice decision to make. Do you want to let me know why you made that decision? And he said, obviously, that the guy had rang him and said there was no work. And instantly in that moment, Danny just started to say, it's okay, like, work's going to flow in, like, we don't have to worry. And it really encouraged me in that moment, because the truth is, like, we don't worry. We're not like the world. We don't have to panic like the world. Yes, in that moment, you could think, gosh, what's going to happen? But as believers, we don't even have to get to that point. Like, you know, because God really does take care. He is the source. And if we're doing what he desires us to do, like honoring him with our substance, connecting with him, living unto him, like, he's going to make a way. Like, he'll always make a way for us to be provided for us to be taken care of, and for us to be happy in all that we're doing. But God will always teach us and learn, help us to learn also. So anyway, this happened, like, so now we were hit on Friday, no work for like a month, and we're supposed to be going away in May. You know, we have things to take care of as well and everything. He just had to give quite a lot of money out for his van. And so all of this again could seem like pressure, you know, but God, he is the God of all comfort. He is the God of all peace, and he won't let us be in lack. So anyway, but what I've learned and what I want to share this year, especially, I've learned the importance of praising God. Like, in the storm, whatever's going on, whatever situation you're facing, like, we speak in tongues, we pray, we confess, we know all of those things, but to praise God. Tell God how much you love him. Tell God how thankful you are for him. You know, really worship him. And as the storm gets thicker, you praise your God bigger, and you just really worship him, speak in tongues, and just be real passionate praising God. Because when we turn our focus from the panic, from the unknown, from the fear, all of those things that are not from God, and we keep our focus on him, he keeps us in perfect peace. And praise and worship breaks through all arrows. You know, like, if you smile, if you keep smiling, it's hard to think a bad thought, right? So, again, it's that thing with God. So, Friday, he's come home. We've had a great prayer and a great worship to God, just, like, thanking him just in that moment. And then on Monday, he had to go in to finish this job. And then he gets a call saying, well, the tiles, was it Monday? Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
So, Tuesday, the tiles had turned up, so he was able to finish this week. But he already said, like, it's my birthday Friday, I'm not working Friday anyway. And so, yeah, the tiles turned up, and then he got another call to say some other plumbers who are just up the road from our home will have a lot of work for Danny over the next couple of weeks also. So, like, God just provided. Like, we really didn't have to worry. We didn't worry. We've had many a times when we have worried and been concerned about these things. But the more we grow in faith, the more we become established in the truth that we're hearing, on the promises of God, who God is, the more we are stronger in those situations, the more we can really be strong and fully courageous. Like, we don't have to worry, we don't have to fear, because God is with us And he just wants us to acknowledge him and know that and to trust him. So yeah, praise God. Like, Sam has got more work now than what he had planned in the first place. And he's just really blessed. Like, so thanks be to God for that, for his provision. And then the other thing I wanted to share was, my sister Jade, she has two pocket bully dogs. Now, I don't know what breed they are. They're that breed, but I don't know what they're interlinked with or anything like that. I couldn't tell you, but they're very popular dogs over here. They're brothers or whatever. They're generation up. They're quite dangerous dogs. They're called like XL bullies, and they're actually banned in this country. And people who have certain breeds have muzzles and all of these things anyway. And so my sister got these two beautiful dogs, Koba and Shiloh. Now, you all know Jada. She loves her dog, like Shiloh. She even painted a picture and it got published in a book. Like, this dog has been with Jada since Jada's been born, basically. And last Thursday, the dog got out and my sister was going to get the kids from school, didn't realize that Shiloh had got out, and the police came. And as the police tried to approach Shiloh, Shiloh's like running up to the police, barking at them. And obviously they've now thought that Shiloh's vicious. She didn't jump. Like, they have their police cameras on their shirt. She didn't jump. She didn't come across like aggressive, but she was barking really loud. And if you look at the police camera when they come, she's basically protecting her house. She's basically barking for the police to go away, protect her house, not really understanding what's going on. Well, in the meantime, the police have got the warden and took my sister's dog, took the dog and stayed outside my sister's house until my sister got back. And my sister returned home and the police cars are on her drive, her front door's open, and my niece and nephew are in the car also. And my sister's like, everything okay? And they explained that the dog had gotten out and that they were arresting her on having a dangerous dog and letting a dangerous dog be out in the community. And they told her that they took the dog and the dog is basically under caution and she's probably not going to get her dog back. So my sister was very confused. Like, we were all very shocked because Shiloh is such a loving, tender-hearted, good dog. Like, she is not violent at all. And we were in a bit of, quite a lot of shock, and my sister was, freaking out. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, anyway, she gets on the phone to Danny, and Danny's just encouraging her, just speaking those good words, just telling her that Shiloh's going to be home, that she doesn't need to worry. Like, don't confess out of her mouth the bad things, but you just confess, my dog's coming home, my dog's going to be back, all of these things, really trying to encourage her. And so the next day, she needed to go to the police station, and they said that they don't know if she's going to get the dog back. The dog was going to need to go through tests and assessments, and they don't know. But they're not going to arrest her because she turned up at the police station, but she has got a caution for this. Like, it's not going to go to court. So in the meantime, all of us as a family, even Lawrence and Kim, we're really annoyed. We're really upset about this whole situation because how they handled it was just so not great, and it just showed that they really took the law and made it meet their own needs in that sense. So anyway, because they took her and they didn't need to, she ran back into her house. They should have just shut the front door. But anyway, the days have gone on. One day, 2 days, my sister's constantly confessing she's not coming home. Well, how am I going to tell the kids she's not coming home? And I reproved her. I just said, you need to stop, really stop saying these bad words. Just really, you need to start saying what you want, and you need to start visualizing that Shiloh's home, she's in her little pen, and she's okay. You've got to stop. Well, anyway, she got a phone call yesterday, because also she's been ringing the police station every day, but the officer who was dealing with it has gone on holiday or got some time off. So this delayed the process. Well, she had a call yesterday saying that Shiloh was coming home. Thanks be to God. I've never seen Jada cry so much when she found out her dog was coming home. She was so emotional and so happy. And basically, my sister there's no restrictions on the dog. The dog doesn't have to wear a muzzle. The dog doesn't need to go and it doesn't do anything. Like, God really went over exceedingly abundantly above, because these kind of dogs in the UK, they can be seen as quite dangerous and quite vicious. And like I said, their other generation of the same dog, but bigger, is actually illegal here. So it's a very fine line with these dogs anyway, but Shiloh, such a loving dog, like, there was no need for any of that to take place. But again, God really turned it around in my sister's favor and in our favor and in Jada's favor, because that's her dog, you know, and the authority came and tried to use their authority, which they did, but it didn't go in their favor, because our authority is bigger than their authority. Like, if it was a wrong situation, if the dog was vicious or anything, then okay, do your job. But the way the whole situation got handled was not okay. And so God made us triumph. Like, he made us more than conquerors in that situation. He's really showing us, like, you come to me. You don't need to rely on the government or the police or what people are saying or what Google's saying. Like, you come to me. I will move mountains for you. I will part the Red Sea for you. You know, I will do whatever you need me to do, because I am your dad and I love you. So no matter how big or small, if it's with your finances, you know, you say to God, or you confess, like, God, you supply all my needs according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. If it's about your animal or something being taken from you, what's unlawful, you say, God, I am more than a conqueror. Like, I am triumphant. This situation is not okay and I rebuke it. Or all the other stuff that's going on in the world, you know. False evidence appearing real. The devil likes to put up a facade, like an illusion, to make people think that all of this, or to feel fear for all of this stuff that's going on. But when we got our focus on God, he keeps us in perfect peace. He gives us the wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We don't have to fear or worry anything. God says, like, when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil. He also says, like, lie down in green pastures. Like, it's all good with God. Everything from God is good. And he wants us, like Lawrence said, to know our identity, know who we are, know who God's called us to be, and don't back down. Like that with the police, we wouldn't have backed down, and God fought the battle for us, like he did with David. You know, he was in David to fight Goliath, and no matter how big or small a situation, God is in you working, and you've already won the battle, you've already won the situation, it's already in your favor. You can already give God glory and praise for it, even if you're not seeing the manifestation of it right now. If you need healing, you've been ministered to, now you praise God for it. Your finances, you praise God and worship him for it. Like, thank you, God. Like, you say what he says about your situation, and then watch your situation turn and change. Because out of everything that we can be certain of, out of all the things, is that God is not a liar. Like, he is the truth. He is the one that works. He's the one that's leading us by his spirit right now. And we just have to be bold and take a stand. Like, no, like, you are not having my animal. No, you are not getting a hold of my finances. No, I am blessed. I am holy, you know, and I could just go on and on and on. But God is so good, and our testimonies are important. And he wants us to know that we don't have to fear any situation. There is no storm that is bigger than our God. And when we stand in the midst of the storm praising him and doing the things he's putting in our heart to do, you will be unstoppable, unmovable, unshakable. So, yeah, these are the things in my heart. God bless you all, and I'll pass you on to Danny.
Wonderful. Bless you, Amber. Really, really great. And God bless you all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm very thankful to be able to share how faithful God is. And it's great also to have Dad back home from India. It's great to see him and just have him back, because he's a wonderful, wonderful man. So I love you, Papa. And yes, love you, Mum. And yeah, that song really, really was a blessing. And that was this
true.
That word is true. You know, you really were a queen and you did everything for me and you, Dad. I'm not leaving you out. But Mum, you know, I can just remember you, so yeah. And I remember you, Dad. I'm digging myself away.
And I gave you the song as well.
Yes. So God is great, and so we're here to be a blessing and to serve one another, you know, but we got to be focused with God to do that, because we can't do it from our carnal state, that's for sure. And it does definitely take a humble heart. I know that for sure, because, you know, God has humbled me. And it's a good place to be, because you're teachable when you're humble. You know, God's able to really teach you, and, you know, it's a good place to be because you can grow. And so we just continue to grow with God. Like, no situation or circumstances should be taken away from our identity. So, like, fear, is that a part of our new identity in Christ? No. So why are we entertaining it? And it just takes that stand of heart and faith, even in discomfort or unpleasant situations, that we take that stand. It's really believing the truth of what God is saying. And yeah, sometimes it can be challenging, but that's where we gotta keep our feet, keep our eyes towards God, you know, keeping that eye single so our whole body's flooded with light, that to understand that when we do have these emotions, fear, worries, doubts, they're emotions, and these emotions will get your imagination thinking. And so, like, the great thing is, now that we got the Spirit of God, we can control these thoughts by casting them away. You know, like, every thought that's trying to exceed of what God has said for your life today, that's where we need to take a stand and remove it from our thought process and speak truth in that situation. And I really have, with all my heart, been practicing this. And, you know, my testimony is just how God really gives the perspective, how he gives you the eye lens. You know, we had the eye lens of the world, but when we put on the mind of Christ, we see through the eye lens of Christ, you know, Christ's eyes, because we put that mind on. And I'm really seeing this. And, you know, we don't have to be sad. Like, God, you know, wants us to enjoy every day, not just one day, some days, every day, life is a gift. Life is a beautiful gift, and God wants us to enjoy this every day, and living in that newness of life, which is in Christ. Now, when I wasn't so hot for God, I couldn't help anyone. I could maybe say I believed in God and maybe have a conversation, but I couldn't help anyone because I was in trouble. I was in a state. I was not, my focus really wasn't where it needed to be. You know, so I missed out on many things. But now I'm back and really focused with God. I, like, God really, like, shows me, like, showing me the contrast between my old man and my new man, and that this is what, where we need to walk in. It's like Christ, when he was on earth, he knew that he was the Son of God, and the thing that God has given him to do, he set out to do, being led of the Spirit of God, was led into the wilderness, was, you know, tempted by Satan, then he was going here, healing the sick, doing this, you know. So, like, is showing you the pattern of that we can really be led of God. Like, our words can really be the word from God instead of our own thought process word. Like, and that's just what I'm seeing. And we can really move very, very powerfully. Like, what we say, so, like, I've shared it before, the sons and daughters of God, what they say will go, not the news reporters, not the neighbor, not the doctor, but what the Son of God and daughter of God says, that's, so shall it be. And that's been my prayer and desire, and God is doing it. Like, with the Shiloh thing, as soon as the thing, yes, it was like, oh, but like, there was just the confidence and peace in God knowing that, no, she will be home. Like, I just had no doubt. I just had no doubt. And that was the words, because again, there is a little girl, 6 years old, who loves her. There's also an 11-year-old. And a 13-year-old who loved that dog. And I love that dog. I have a very close bond with Shiloh.
Yeah.
And so, like, again, it's just the adversary coming to put up division, walls, you know? And, like, brokenness. That's what he brings. But we can change it with our words by the power of the Spirit of God that is working within us. So we can really take great action with great confidence in our everyday living. Like Moses, when they were wandering. Like Moses was doing what God was showing him to do. Yeah, it wasn't perfect. But when he did what God showed him to do, there was great fruit. There was great result. So we want to speak only that which is edifying, which is going to bring that mindset into the same level as what's going on in your heart. So, like, you want to have that thought. So when you're thinking on things above, you're, like, you're going to be inspired. Like, for me, I get inspired, like, when I'm speaking in tongues and, like, giving my desire to God. Like, I'll have, like, little imageries in my mind of, like, fellowship. And like ministering or having open doors. And that's, I believe that's God giving the vision, showing forth. And that's what then we speak and we give thanks unto God for. Like God is sending that's what I see, God sending people and just me working with people and ministering and walking in love. Not being judgmental, not being quick with my tongue, you know, but really having the wisdom of God. Another thing that I'm also seeing in my walk, like, is like people of the world and just like the knowledge of God and just how a lot of people are in a lack of truth and lost in life. And again, like really coming with the words from God. And sometimes it's just seed, but then you get those open doors where you can really give the word from God. And it's just being ready in every season. It's not taking your foot off the accelerator. It's really not. And it's not that we're striving it in our own strength, but the Spirit of God is always on the go. Like, He gives the energy. He gives the strength. And it's God doing the work. It's not on us. God is the one that's given the increase in our life, but we have to play our part. And I know through my own walk where I may have gone to fellowship, wonderful teaching, but then living just the same as I was the other day. Like, you have to take that step and that change, like what you were sharing at the beginning, Dad. You know, you can't have anything in front, and it does. But once you get past that, it is God first, and you see God go to work. Like, man, when I look at me and Amber to where we were from 2020, man, we're so blessed. I was thinking on the way home earlier, actually, I was just, because I was in the van, innit? Mm. I was like, wow, this van, just driving my van and how God blessed me with that van and provided. And like, even in that time, there was a bit of, like, anxious, like, oh, how is this van going to come through? But then it was always in that moment, like, nah, I'm not having that. It's done. It's complete. God, you have done it. And the persistence and seeing God come through, even though I had all these feelings and emotion, I didn't let them take root. I spoke the truth and I spoke, God, you give me the words to speak. Let me say it from my heart, from my mouth. So you need to say unto the mountain, guys, like that, this is the encouragement. It's your words. It's your imagination. Words and imagination is, you know, that has a big part, has a big play. And I never kind of had those two in sync.
I either had knowledge and continued living like the world, or it was like the other way around. It has never been the right balance in the sense, but it's a whole different ball game now. And you see that with the belief, and I've been around a lot of the believers in India. So, and I see that in them. Like you don't take no for an answer, and you use the identity that you've now gained from God. Like the old man's dead, you've received a new creation, which is in Christ, and that's what we're to put on every day, to walk out. If there's sea in the way, they will part. And that means, you know, in anything of life, you know, because a mountain to me may not be a mountain to you, or vice versa. So whatever it is, be strong and don't be moved. That's why we build our foundation upon the rock, which is Christ Jesus. You know, and again, like, it's really, really powerful. And it's, again, God has placed wonderful leaders like my dad. You know, it's just the point of contact of receive the words, like receiving the right direction. If you're receiving the wrong direction, which doctrine, we can say doctrine, teaching, a teaching will direct you into some sort of way. And so we want to be directed the right way, and it's the words from God that will do that, and the truths that we already have established in our heart. We won't go off track. You know, the race that we're on, that we, you know, it's like we head towards that goal. What's the goal? What's the goal of your life? What's the goal that God's put in your heart? Because the devil doesn't want you to have a goal. The devil doesn't want you to have a vision that you can run to. Because if there's no vision and no hope, people do perish. People do wander aimlessly in this world. Now, I know many people, you know, I've seen many people that have no hope in life. Will rather be, you know, taking drugs and not seeing the true opportunities that are maybe around them. And even sometimes in our own personal life, it tries to be like, well, what opportunities on there? But that's why we have to look to God and be around the believers, because we need to be continuing steadfastly in these words that we're receiving. And, you know, breaking of bread, fellowshipping, speaking the truth, because it's the truth that's going to set people free, you know? So, like, there's no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out all fear. That's what we need to be walking in. And that is being led and walking by the Spirit of God. But it does take humbleness. It does take a committed heart. And that's what I'm just seeing in my own personal life and living, even with the work thing. You know? It's just not being moved. It's not being shaken when the winds are blowing. Just like we see in the scriptures, all in the scripture, really. Like, you know, like, we can have that in our life and living if we go to God and trust Him in all things. And it's just a part of living. Like, I look at it as like, well, even in death, we're victorious. Like, to me, that's just so powerful. And it just shows me that we got a short time on this earth. Okay, short time, and we need to redeem the time, because the days are evil. But also remember, which is always stuck in my heart, the darker it gets, the brighter we should be shining, and the bolder we should be coming, because the righteous are as bold as a lion, and we're all righteous guys, so let's not hide our light under a bushel, but let's stand strong, let's speak the truth in love, let's direct people to God, let's move with that one heart, and, you know, let's not forget those practices, I call them the spiritual practices, because this is what gets you walking by the Spirit of God. And it's speaking in tongues, it's praying, it's honoring God with your finances, it's fellowshipping, it's confession. These vital, they're vital. These are so important. And how do I know? Because we've been doing it for the last, what, how long now? 5-6 years? Confessing and practicing. And I'm seeing wonderful, just wonderful, wonderful results of what God is doing. And there's going to be much more. It's just like you were saying, that it's just the beginning. And it's just not allowing these little things to take the vision to take the distraction, but to be bold and to really do what God is showing you to do, guys, because he's with you. He is with you. If God is for you, who can be against us? No one can be against us. You know, and the more we stick together and have that like-mindedness and continue to esteem each other higher than oneself, we won't miss the mark, guys. And we can do it because we got the Spirit of God. As he is, so are we in this world. So that was what's in my heart. And I love each and every one of you. And we pray for you daily. So thank you, Dad, for the, again, an opportunity of letting me and Amber share. We love you, mate.
Well, great sharing from both of you. And thank you for your great hearts. And there's some wonderful testimonies there. With the dog and, you know, with Jade and with little Jada, bless her, and your testimonies as well, Dan, and with work, and God does see and order to provide for all of us. And we just got to keep him first. That's all we have to do. There's nothing complicated there for us to do. And he's working in you guys really wonderfully. Like, you know, you're doing absolutely fantastic. And I'm looking forward to your birthday. And I think, as we're on you right now, I think everyone should unmute their microphones and we're singing you happy birthday for the 27th. So, everyone ready?
Ready.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dan. Anybody think we're in front?
Thank you, guys. That's blessed me so much.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday, Dan.
How old are you?
It was a perfect piece of art.
Joyful noise.
How old are you?
23.
Yeah, right. How old are you?
35.
My little young man.
He's a year younger than me.
I'm still the oldest, 48.
Yeah, you are, isn't you?
Old Potter.
Carl just turned 40 as well on the 23rd, so that's two of you at 40 now.
Yeah, we're both 48.
But you're the oldest. Anyway, love you guys.
It's only a number, eh?
There's no number in the spirit. No,
I didn't know it was Carl's birthday, but I seen it on a post somewhere, so yeah.
Okay. All right, my darlings. Right, okay. With that, I'd like to thank you both, Danny and Amber, and great sharing as usual. Next, I would like to ask Miss Rebecca Jancy. I mean, Rebecca Jancy. God bless you, Becky.
Oh, gosh. I was right up there. Hello, God bless you all. The wonderful name of Jesus Christ. I don't know if you can see me. It's not very dim here. Anyway, yeah, God bless you all, and thank you so much for asking me to share. And I really did enjoy listening to the testimonies, and, you know, we all have such wonderful testimonies because God has done so many great things within our lives, and we can all be so, so thankful. Yes, there can be moments that are really tough. There can be, you know, but we look to God, and we look only to God for his direction, and really during those tough times is where you really grow, is where God can really be elevated within your life. If you choose, you can either choose to elevate God, or you can choose to elevate your problems. And you know, today I very much love listening to worship music. And I was actually listening to a song that was called God Problems. And it really just, like, because there are some problems that are only God's. And you can only give to God. Because, you know, we are the ones that are able to really give that communication to him. And say, you know, God, you know, the things that we may go through, He is our source of supply for everything. So we can really be thankful today that we have such a loving, gracious, merciful God who gives us so much, and really having that recognition of thankfulness. You know, I'm really recognizing, this week, I feel that, what's really been elevated to me is really how we respond. So how we've responded, and we've responded in faith, or we've responded in fear. And, you know, with many things that can be thrown out at us, even within the world, if you look at it long enough, then you can become fearful. But God is the one who really can help us at every point. He has got his hand and his hedge of protection over your life. But do you believe that? Do you believe that what is available to you? Do you believe the power that is within you? And when you start to believe the power, when you start to recognize, okay, this is, you know, this is a God problem here. This isn't a issue that any of us, you know, we can pray. Yes, we obviously have the authority within us. But we physically can't do something. You know, we can pray, but we're not God, you know. He is the one who is sorting the issues. He is the one who is able to turn situations around. He is the one. He is the miracle worker. And what miracles do you need in your life? Really ask that. What do you need? What are the things that, and what do you need to do with God? You know, where are you? And I do a checkup from the neck up every now and again. Are my five fundamentals on point? Am I really delving in to the things that matter the most? Because you know what? We come with nothing, and we're all be leaving with nothing. And the most important thing is we're going to be, you know, our soul, our what we have, what God, what have we brought on this earth? What have we left on this earth? You know, and really recognizing, you know, the light of the conversations of when I have conversations with, you know, with the believers, and they just, you know, that spark within you. Everyone's got like this spark within you, something that lights a person up. That could be something completely different for unbelievers. But the light of God that actually lives within us, those conversations that lift you up, those conversations, that is exactly what each and every one of us need on a daily basis. You know, even if it's one-on-one with God, and God can talk to you, and then you speak to the believers and you give your heart, and then they come back with encouragement. We all need encouragement, and God is the encourager. He is the one who is going to speak through your mouth. But are you speaking those encouraging words? Are you backing off? Because some people like to sit in darkness. Some people don't really hear your words as they should, because they have their own perspectives. Don't hold back, you know. Don't hold back in fear. Really move in faith. God wants us to move in faith every day. He wants us to be faithful to him, faithful to the purpose of him, and really recognizing how we respond and how we react. It makes a huge difference within your life. If you're letting the small little nitty-gritty things within the day annoy you, if you're letting something within the past still hold you back, then that's a you problem that you need to then take to God. You need to say, okay, God, this may have happened, or that may have happened, or I'm not blessed with this. Take it to God. God can help you. He is the source. He is the one who is going to sort your issues, the things that you need. He is the one, you know, him. And our loving God, and really recognizing this. Yes, we have the things on the earth, but God is the one that we go to. First and foremost, we really should have the strongest relationship with God that we start to recognize. And you know, the other day, I was, as everyone knows, I run, and it was one of the best runs. Just, I got my headphones, didn't have no music, I didn't have anything, And I was running and I was really just hearing, you know, just those steady little things within my heart. And because I was at peace, even though I'm running, I'm at peace. You know, I haven't got children around. I haven't got any distraction. Not that my children are distraction, but I mean within my mind, I haven't got people talking to me or anything. That's the best time, personally, for me. Because you, and there is definitely a time that you can also recognize. But, and starting to recognize, okay, God, I can, this is you. This is you this saying this. This is you this encouraging this. This isn't me. This is, and when you get to that point, your confidence then becomes higher. You then become, you know, confident, and your faith will then grow. You will start to learn that the things that you're doing, you're either doing out of fear or you're doing out of faith. And God really wants you to trust him. He wants, and when you build that relationship up with him, then you are, you know, I always think about Lawrence and Kim and their lives and how they live and, you know, what they do. They must have such a great relationship to have that faith and trust every time, that faith and trust that, you know, God, it's a God problem. It's not an our problem. You trust God. You know, we can put our trust in people, but we can't fully 100%, because people aren't God. People can be a little bit up and down. People can be emotional, but that's not God. You know, God doesn't have up and down days. He has a straightforward path. He really knows, you know, he knows every hair upon your head. So he really wants you to build up with him. He wants you to really be encouraged. He wants to speak to you. But if you're consistently letting noise in, or you're consistently busy, or you're consistently, you know, having a religious mindset of needing to be this, then, and you're in a consistent state of worry, and I've been there. I've been, oh God, I haven't done my speaking in tongues yet, and I haven't done my confessions, and then my mind just, and I've been there. But that's not, God wants you free. He wants you to live in joy. Okay, well, I can do it. Make sure I do it within the day, but stop stressing. Stop worrying yourself about such small things. You know, if God wants to speak to you, and you will hear from him. You know, if you really, and he's always speaking, but we need to be in the mindset, and we need to be peaceful enough to really understand, to really hear. And I really very much see this as a busy woman, as a busy mum, and it's only just, you know, there's snippets, and I'm like, God, you know, I am starting to really understand the things that only you can teach me. You know, there's many people that can speak about God or, but when you experience God for yourself, and you know, then no one can take that away from you. And, but people of the world have their perspective and are, can be quite hard-hearted or not understand or look how they look, and then they don't even give God the chance, and they're missing out. But we can then fill their cups. We can then give them the light. We can then continually carry on and do the works of God, no matter what anyone else says, because it's not about them. It's not even about us. It's about God and his works and what he wants. And sometimes taking ourselves out, following the cross, denying ourselves, which is difficult. I'm not going to say it's easy, because it's really not. Denying ourselves and really following the full path, you know, following what God really wants for each and every one of us, following the, even when there's the closest to people to you, like taking the mick or saying slight digs, we can't take it personally. You know, Jesus never took it personally. He just took it to God. And then God sorted those people out. So really having that mindset that God is going to sort every issue. He is going to really shape your vision. He is really going to give you faith. You know, in the times that you most need it, he's going to give you strength. He's going to give you wisdom. But if you're too wrapped up in yourself or your emotions or your life, or his hands can be tied. So really moving forward, really move forward with God, really move forward in faith, really have that, have your eyes open, your ears open, and really recognize yourself, recognize, am I responding? And am I reacting here? What am I doing? And really having that check up from the neck up, which is very important for every person, just to check yourself. And you know, it's not for a condemnation. It's really not. It's just to say, okay, I missed the mark a little bit there. I can move forward. Okay, I was going down a little bit of the wrong path. Okay, I can move forward. Tomorrow's another day. And you know, we are blessed enough to wake up another day. So that means you've got purpose. And your purpose is to move the word of God, is to really be that light in people's situation, is to really speak, even if the whole entire, you will be the only person. You know, obviously there's many believers, but I mean, even around you, you could be that one person, but that one person could be equal to a million that could change that someone's life, because God can give you one word that can change someone's life, that can then change a whole group of person's life, because they're like, wow, have you seen what's happened to so-and-so? Because, you know, that person has really managed to speak the word of God directly to that person, exactly the exact time they needed it, and it changed that person's life forever. So really don't doubt your, what the path that God has got you on, because God can change things in an instant. He can change things overnight. He can change things. So really having that faith-filled heart, knowing that he is really, he wants to change not just your life, he wants to change everyone else's life around you. So really keep that within your mind throughout this next week, because God can change things in an instant. And he really wants you. He wants you to listen to him. He wants your voice to be he wants your voice, the voice of God that is within you, to be louder than the voice of the world for the people. You know, he really wants you to really just wake up and just see. He wants you to, you know, smell the roses. Today is a great day. It's not a day, you know, that, yes, you can feel many different things, but we can change. We can change the course of our day by our words. We can change the course of our day by our responses, by not reacting like the world, by really living by faith and not living in any type of fear, because God has got his hands and protection around you. And the devil cannot touch any hair upon your head unless you let him, unless you give the authority to him. So really, it's really about, you know, the living by faith, not by fear, and remembering about the God can change things in an instant. So that's what I want to share. God bless you.
God bless you. Very good. Well done, darling. That was great sharing. Wonderful as usual. And God works in you wonderfully, and he's showing you many different things, which is fantastic. And I recorded to Sharon for you. I'll send it to you. And well done. Great encouragement. Wonderful encouragement. So next, I would like to ask Mary Wade, please. Mary!
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
I'm here. You, Mary. Let me sit up a little bit. I was just relaxing listening to Becky. Yeah, God bless everybody in the name of Jesus Christ. It's been a great time for me. It's been a great week, and I've just been very, very blessed and at peace and energized by God and just blessed to be a child of God and blessed to be called of God. And I've thought a lot about my calling, what God wants specifically for me, and what he wants for me, and what he wants for me to do. And I've just been very much at peace. That's the only way that I know how to describe it. Just very blessed, and I have a lot of peace in my heart about labors and my field and just some of the things that God has shown me, and questions that I had that I brought before God that He's answered, and it's been really great. It's really a testimony, but it's so personal I can't really share it. There was just a real burning question that I had in my heart, and I kind of shared it with Lawrence in a one-on-one a couple of weeks ago, but it was just a question that I had, and I didn't get much feedback about it. It was just something that I really said in passing, but it's something that had stuck with me because, I guess the only way I can describe it is that, sometimes we can have a tendency to compare ourselves with other people, and you see God doing something for someone, and it's something really great, right? And you're blessed, that person had that happen to them, but you're also kind of wondering, or thinking to yourself, man, why doesn't that happen for me? Why don't you work with me like that, God? And God just answered that question for me in such a loving way, in such an encouraging way for me personally, that I've never had that question again ever since. And I wish I could share it more specifically with you, what God shared with me, but I just think it's a little bit too between me and God, really. But I think the point that I'm trying to make is that God will work with you. He'll work with you in a special way that's meaningful to you. He'll talk to you in a way that you know it's from Him. When you lay aside all the heavy weight, when you lay aside the distractions and you just go to God with an open heart and you tell God, look, I really want to know this, Father. I really want an understanding. I really want wisdom in this. I want understanding. And God promises us that. He promises that He will give us wisdom if we ask Him, and He'll give us understanding of the things that we really want to know. And one of the things that I've been so assured in my heart about is my desire to live unto God. I think that's what's given me the peace, is that I know that my heart is right. And I'm not being egotistical about that or prideful about that. I just know that I have centered my mind so completely on God and the things of God that things that used to really tear me up or tear me down, they're not there anymore. They're not at the forefront. They've gone away. And that's why the peace has come into my heart, I think. And, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes and stuff like that. But I just know that my heart is right. I've been doing the things of God. I've been putting God first. And I know that I have. And I think you guys understand that. I can share my heart and bare my soul about that with y'all, because I think you guys are the same way, you know, that you know when you're walking with God, and you know when you're listening to God and your heart is not resisting anything about God. And, you know, I've taken things that cause me distress. I've taken things that cause me fear, you know, or doubt and or lack of confidence. I've taken those things to God, and God has just been strengthening me. That's a real testimony that I have, you know, things that were strongholds in my life that were negative strongholds are being replaced with godly strongholds, you know, that the Lord is the stronghold of my life. I'm starting to experience that and understand that, and it's so freeing. You know, I think that's what standing fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free is all about. That kind of peace and that kind of freedom is just unsurpassed. It, you know, and I've just been so very blessed. And I will share this little testimony. This is just a very personal thing that God did for me this morning, and I will share this. I asked God before if I should share it, and I just feel like He wants me to share this, because this is kind of an example of what I was referring to about the wonderful personal things that God will do for you to encourage you. And I just needed, I wasn't down or anything this morning, but I just, I was just going to God and just talking to God about labors in my field have just been paramount in my mind and in my heart in good ways, you know. Not, I mean, I have a longing for it, a really deep longing for it, but at the same time I have an excitement in my heart about it, because I just know that God's working. And I just asked God, I said, you know, I just would like some encouragement that the things that I believe you've shown me, that those are actually from you. I really wanted to know that. And there were two things that happened in my heart from June, last June, when I decided that I wanted to have my own fellowship here and that I wanted to have, you know, really focus on my field. And this was last June that this happened. And God had showed me a little vision that I've shared with you guys, I think, several times. You may not remember it, but it was about deer. I was taking a walk, and I was thinking about fellowship and my field and laborers and how new I am at this and how I don't know anything about how to do this, you know, and I'm by myself here. I don't have any person that's standing with me, and that's okay. I don't mind that. But, you know, these were just things I took to God. And I was walking past this field, and it was in June, so the field didn't have any green in it, right? It was just kind of a fallow field. And then at the edge of the field there were these woods, and I could see into the woods, and the woods were really dark and quiet. It was very quiet in the wood. And I was just looking as I was walking, and God said, you know, things are going to be a little quiet for you right now, but don't worry. He said, just like you can see that woods is dark and deep, and you can see that the field is right out there, you know, is just laid out before you. There's the field, but there's, you know, there's deer in that woods, in that dark wood, and there's deer there. But they're going to come to the edge of the wood, and they're going to come out of that darkness, and they're going to sit there at the edge of that field, and they're going to look out at that field, and then they're going to start making their tentative steps into that field. And then that field is going to be green. You're going to have that field green with nourishment, just like the words of God. And those deer are just going to be like people, and they're going to come to that edge of that field, and they're going to see that there's something in that field that they're going to want, and they're going to just tentatively go out in that field and graze in that field. And God just kind of showed me that little vision, and I just got really blessed with it, and it has kept me at peace for the most part throughout all of these months when I haven't seen anything. You know, I just remember God told me it's going to be a little quiet, but just keep being faithful. Keep going forward in faithfulness. And so that was one of the things that God showed me, you know, about the field and everything. And then the other thing was in my faith and confessions, there was a chapter in Isaiah 43 that I started to read, and God just started to show me things about myself and about my field in that Isaiah 43. And I wrote Isaiah 43 down, and it's part of my confessions. When I make my out loud confessions, I quote this Isaiah 43. But I, as the months went by, God started to show me how to tailor it to where I'm at spiritually and where I'm at with laborers and the things that He's going to do. And this was just something that was thrilling to my heart. And the last time I had fellowship was on Saturday. And 5 minutes, I gave people 5 minutes to come on to the fellowship. I start promptly at 7 p.m. on Saturdays. And during that 5 minutes where I was waiting for people to come on, God just inspired me to go and read read that page that I made in Isaiah. And I read it, and it just energized me and blessed me a lot before the fellowship. And I resolved in my heart that that's what I'm going to do at the beginning of every fellowship when I'm waiting for people to come on, is I'm just going to say that out loud. Even if I've already said it that morning, I'm going to say it again when my fellowship is actually taking place. So anyway, those two things have been things that God has worked in my heart over these past months to encourage me. And this morning when I went to God and I told God, I said, I don't really know for sure if those things just came out of my head or if you gave those things to me, Father, to encourage me. This makes me emotional. And I asked God, I said, God, just show me. Show me that those were from you. And in the morning, sorry guys, you know me, I'm so intense. In the mornings while I'm working, I speak in tongues, but I also listen to very calming music, piano music usually, instrumental piano music. And so I had my YouTube up, and I had my screen up where I'm timing my speaking in tongues while I work. And I was looking through the YouTube videos, and I just came across one that kind of jumped out at me, and it's one that I had never listened to before. And it was about peace, and like verses about peace. And so I clicked on it. And while I was listening to it, there was a person that was quoting scripture, and they quoted Isaiah 43, which is not a common thing to quote. And then right after that, they quoted a verse about deer panting for water, about the heart panting for water. And it was just like God was just saying to me, yeah, that was from me, you know, and you just keep on going. And I was so encouraged by that. It just blessed my heart. And you know, the reason why I'm sharing it, you know, is that, you know, you may think sometimes that God's not really working in you. And if you ever think that, just take it to Him, you know, and tell Him, you know, God, I really want to hear from You. I really want to have Your wisdom. I want to know that it's not just my own mind doing this. I want to know it's from You. And, you know, he just did this wonderful, wonderful thing for me this morning and just blessed and established to me that, you know, that those words were from Him so many months ago and that I'm on the right track, because with all my heart I want laborers. I beseech the Lord for laborers with all my heart, all my soul. Every ounce of my being is geared toward that. And it just becomes stronger and stronger in my heart as the days go by. And Lord knows, you know, God knows I have a tender heart, and God knows that, you know, that I don't need any great, big, huge phenomenon happening in my life or great, big, huge miracle, but I do need to know that things are from Him. And He just did that wonderful thing for me this morning. To the one thing, the laborers, the one thing that is paramount that I can't stop thinking about. And, you know, I just have had such peace and such excitement and anticipation is the best word. I just have such an anticipation about what God is going to do this year. And it's all going to be for the glory of God. And, you know, I just think about ministering to people and going forward with confidence and just with great love toward people, and people coming to me just like those deer coming into the field, and that God has equipped me and enabled me to be able to handle it. You know, I couldn't say this a year ago. I was so full of doubt and everything, but now I feel so ready. I feel that God is preparing me, and that things are just gonna come forth, and it's all because God is gonna be working, and I'm very much at peace about it, and I don't have any doubt that God is working and bringing everything together, And I don't know, that's just what I wanted to share. I didn't, you know, it's kind of hard to describe, but I think you guys know that God thinks every one of us is special, very precious, very highly valued, and God is so able and so willing to work in your heart to give you the desires of your heart, and faithfulness is such a huge part of it. Being faithful, you know, and being grateful and thankful for the little things, the little steps, you know, when the little things that you do to put God first are huge. You might think that they're little things, you know, speaking in tongues, you know, or deciding to give of your finances, or deciding to give of your time. You might think that that's just a little thing, or making a decision that you're going to do something that you may not really want to do, but you know it's something that you really need to do because God's leading you. You know, and you go ahead and you do it. That may seem like a small thing to you, but it's a huge thing to God. And God rewards that. He rewards those who diligently seek Him and run after the things of God. If you run after the things of God, God will make sure that you're blessed. He'll make sure that blessings will run after you and chase you down and overtake you. So don't be hesitant. Don't be hesitant to give. Don't be hesitant to speak in tongues or to connect. Don't be hesitant to do it. Don't be hesitant to pray for laborers. And don't be hesitant to speak by the Spirit. Take that step. Take that small step. And keep going forward in your mind and in your heart and in the physical things you do and the mental things you do. And take that emotion that might be negative and just like Danny was saying, just discard it. Replace it with a godly confession. Replace that negative with a godly confession and then hold to it with all your might. And God will go to work for you and He will bless you mightily. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys. I love you and thank you for thank you for putting up with my tender heart. I love y'all. God bless.
Beautiful words. Beautiful inspiration. I love how God gave you those mind pictures and ideas and then answered it today and confirmed it with you. Because that's what God does. He will show you what it means. And the whole thing about what I was saying, that God will give you His before-ordained works. You're not going to do it. He's got to give it to you. The work that you do has got to come from Him, not from you. And this is what I'm saying. But obviously, we've been trained that we got to do it. We got to go out witnessing. We got to set up this and set up that. God will give you the baby. And then it's just up to us to go through the steps of nurturing that baby and bringing it up as God gives it to us and leads us and guides us. So it's very simple. And you do need that tender heart too. No, we can't be hard-hearted people. We've got to be tender in our hearts towards God, number one, and then bringing His expression of love and compassion to other people through our ministry. So, you know, you've got to have that tender heart. You've got to be tenderized on the inside. You know, we've been untenderized by the world and the hardness of the world and the reactions and thoughts and feelings of the world. You know, that hardness. You've got to have that tenderizing of God. You know, and people have that tenderizing. You've gone through shit. That's for sure. But God knows how to get them to the point where they are not hurt anymore by the things that did hurt them. And that, yeah, so Mary knows exactly what I'm saying. And you're right on track for those laborers, and God's going to do the work for you. There's nothing you have to do at all apart from desire and pray for it. And that's what I've done. You know, that's what I've done with this little fellowship with just me in the beginning. And God's built it. And so, you know, we just stay faithful and consistent, most important. And, yeah, we'll have our shit days and good days and wonderful days. But you just keep moving forward, you know. Keep moving forward with God. Keep desiring, you know, and keep practicing the things, you know, those five things. I'll remind you of them again. Because you haven't heard them at all, really, too much. And that's speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, honoring God with your substance, praying for the laborers and staying connected. You know, I'll remind you just again, just in case, because we don't hardly mention it, do we? So, but it's true, you know, stir up the remembrance. And we do it every day. But God is good. He's faithful. This is God's rodeo. This is God's show. Like, and then we just stay humble and let him lead us and guide us into what we're doing. And that's all we need to do, and do what is responsibly ours to do. With that, I don't know whether Sakina's on work or on break. I'm going to ask Sakina next. Sakina!
Hello!
God bless you, darling.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm not on break. Okay. I'm on my way home, but I pulled over because I just knew you were going to call on me.
Well done, baby. Take it away. Take it away, darling.
God bless everyone. Oh, wow. What a great, like, this fellowship is so effing great. I'm sorry. I don't want to curse, but I'm going to curse. I'm just blessed. I'm blessed. I heard the sharings. I heard Becky's and Mary's and... like, right what you said, Laura, like, the tenderness of the heart. Like, that's where God meets us. Like, He meets us wherever we are, right? But what He wants is our heart. You know, our heart to be humble towards Him. Where we're not, like, puffed up in knowledge. And, yes, it's true. We do have to go through some things in life to get to that part. But some people don't. When they go through things, they're bitter, right? But when we do things with God, even through our trials, our tribulations, when we do it with God, like, he pulls us through, and if we're humble, he will show us ourselves. He'll show us how to forgive. He's teaching us. The Holy Spirit is a teacher unto all truth, right? So when we live our lives fully unto God, as we're being encouraged by our minister, for 2026, we live fully unto him. This is the end result. The end result is God working in us, God working through us, God working with us. You know, he's co-laborers with us in living this life. And I heard so many things that touched me. Like, I was just getting excited as I was listening and encouraged as I was listening to Becky and Mary. That's when I logged on. Because the words that were being spoken were truth. The words that were spoken in love. Like the Rhema words, they encourage, they ignite. They activate the spirit where, as we're listening, you know, the word, the entrance of God's word brings light. The spoken Rhema words bring light unto your situation, unto your perspective, unto your understanding. And that mind picture, Mary, that picture that you shared about the deer. Oh, my goodness. I have a clearing. I have a field, too, in the back of my house, and there are woods. And the deer will literally be sitting at the edge of the field before the sun goes down. So, like, I'm picturing this as you're sharing because I've seen this happen, and they don't come out. They inch out as the, you know, as it gets darker. It was just, like, a great, great way for God to just teach you, show you, comfort you, and thank you for sharing it because it did for me too. Just thinking about that picture of the laborers and being patient. So for me, yeah, like I'm here in Myrtle Beach, and God is keeping me busy with this job, and I get to practice, you know, things that were taught in this fellowship about speaking in tongues, about encouraging people. This is the best place for me to encourage people, in a mental health clinic. So I get to do that, and I get so blessed by it. And then just walking with God, simply day by day, like step by step, moment by moment, situation by situation, just walking with God and letting him guide us and trusting in him. And just having that confidence that we are light in the world. We are, you know, and things happen to confirm that, right? The way people respond to us, the way that, you know, when we see situations, we see it through God's perspective, the godly perspective. We have that spiritual clarity where we can discern, and then the words come from God, and then people are attracted to that. They may not know what it is. They you know, whatever's going on with them, but God will confirm. God will show us things to show us that we're on the right path with him. We know we're on the right path with him, but like Mary said, sometimes we need that encouragement. And it's good practice. It's good practice to be out here in the world speaking for God, walking by the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, and paying attention, having discernment, practicing that discernment, right, where we can see things that most people just take for face value, but God shows us spiritually. He gives us spiritual clarity to see things from the darkness and the light, seeing the light and then seeing darkness around it. God shows us. He teaches us. And then we wait. We wait for him to tell us what to do. As Mary was sharing and as Lawrence was ending the sharing, a scripture verse came to mind that I really was inspired to share. And it's the Amplified Version in Ephesians. It talks about, but speaking the truth in love. And it says, in all things, both our speech and our lives expressing his truth. Like Lawrence was sharing, that our lives are to express that love of God. It says, let us grow up in all things unto him, right? As we're fully living fully into God, it says, following his example. Who? Who is the head? Who is the head? Christ. Whose example are we following? Christ. We're living fully unto God as Jesus Christ did in everything he did. His will was to do his Father's will. That's what we want to do. That's what Mary wants to do with the laborers. That's what we want to do when we get together, right? We want to live fully for God, praying for laborers, bringing people out of darkness into light, the signs, miracles, and wonders following us. I have testimonies I want to share too, by the way, but I'm going to save them because God is working and there's like part ones and part twos to the testimony. So I'm going to share mine when we see each other at the conclusion. But anyway, so the verse goes on to say, from him, the whole body, which is the church in all its various parts, joined and knitted firmly together by what every joint supplies, when each part is working properly, causing the body to grow and mature, building itself up in unselfish love. When Mary was sharing and then when Lawrence concluded, this verse came to my mind. And it is for me like the way that our fellowship, how we connect and how we share, we encourage. We're not perfect. We are not perfect. But our hearts towards God is tender and humble because we want to do his will. We want to encourage each other. We want to be the best versions of ourselves, that example that Christ set. We look to be that, you know, and then we encourage each other. And I'm just like, I'm like on fire right now. Like, I'm inspired by the words that I heard. I'm inspired by just the reality that we're going to see each other soon. We're going to be together soon, and we could live this verse. Like, this verse is what we will be doing, growing together, experiencing each other. We're all going to do our parts in whatever way, and then our minister will be there. Like, he's coming to encourage us in the things of God, to fully live unto God as we connect. And then it's like, I imagine it like when we're all together, it'll be like a portal opening where we're going to be activated. You know how when you are, I don't know if you guys watch shows where they revive the patient with a defibrillator. They put those two handles on the chest. Not that we're dead, because we're not dead. We're fully alive. However, there's a jolt that is given to the body to kind of like revive it. And for us, again, we're not dead. We're fully working. We're fully active. But we get an extra little jolt, right, when we're together. Because why? Well, we're going to kind of go back to our lives after we meet, and we're going to continue that. We're going to have that power in us working to do what? To bless people, to deliver people, for signs, miracles, and wonders to manifest and follow us as we're doing this. We want to live that Acts, you know, that life that the believers lived in the book of Acts, where we're being led by his Spirit, we're his sons and daughters, we know who we are, we're doing the things that Jesus Christ did, and the church is growing and expanding, right? That's the mission. That's the purpose. That's why we're getting together, to keep that focus, keep ourselves in that focus on that purpose, because this is what pleases God. You know, this is what he wants. This was his original plan from day one, from Adam and Eve, family, multiplication, you know. So now through Jesus, we do that. We multiply. We plant the seeds. We bring people out of darkness into light. We, you know, bring them into the kingdom, into the family, and then we expand the kingdom. Everything going on in the world right now is, in spite of everything going on in the world right now, we should be even more excited to do these things, to live fully unto God. Because the darker the world gets, the brighter we shine. We keep our eyes and our focus on God. We're content no matter what. We're content whether we have $1,000 in the bank or $0 in the bank. We, of course, don't want $0 in the bank because this is not God's will for us. He wants us to be blessed and to bless and to be a blessing. But the point is that circumstances change, things happen, but what should be constant is our assurance and our confidence in our Father, is that he takes care of us, he loves us, and when we align our our will and the things that we want to do for him with his will, we'll see blessings, we'll see fruit, we'll grow, we'll multiply, and we'll stay in that flow, that frequency. When Mary was sharing, I was just thinking about the love of God, like when she was crying. Crying is a beautiful thing when you're sharing, because the reality is, like, that love of God, it is so powerful that we can't even begin to imagine how much God loves us. But when we're experiencing it through his goodness and through his faithfulness, like, our mortal bodies can't even really fathom it, you know? So we cry, we rejoice unto the Father for his goodness, for the goodness and the grace and the mercy that he bestows upon us, and we just receive it. So I'm just thankful for the sharings. I'm thankful for Lawrence taking this stand, for you guys coming in a couple of weeks. God is working things out. I'm just trying to be obedient and be a vessel. But even in that, I'm excited. If you guys have any questions, again, just reach out to me on WhatsApp. I will get to the messages. But again, I feel like I'm rambling now, so I'm going to stop. But I'm thankful. I love you guys, and I cannot wait to see you guys to fellowship in real time, see your beautiful faces, spend wonderful time with you, and just like the windows of heaven open up and have just real spiritual, powerful connections with my brothers and sisters in Christ. So I love you guys.
Amen and amen, Sister Sakina. That was great, darling. And God really does work in you, and we will have a great time together. And it's not long now. It's going quickly, running swiftly. In fact, time is moving swiftly, and we're to redeem the times and to walk with God, and we're all doing that, and we all endeavor to doing that. And I just love everyone's heart in there, how we're pursuing God through this fellowship as well as on our own and together. It's great. And so God has got those works for us, and we just need to stay faithful, just doing those simple things, and let God do the rest. And we'll soon be seeing great outreach and growth, that's for sure. And it's already happening. And so with that, I think I'd like to ask Marie Carroll next. Marie Carroll, are you there, darling? Who we, darling? Are you there from Ireland there, sweetheart?
Top of the morning to you.
God bless
well,
you.
Wow. God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And what a joy, what a fellowship. Everything that has been shared so far has really hit home with me. It's been amazing, and it's all glory to God. And, you know, Van, I want to thank you. You know, God really worked through you to heal me. My stomach is perfect, and I have such a peace of mind, and I am going to sleep so great tonight, and I'll wake up in the morning refreshed, ready to go to work for God. And I am just so thankful to my beautiful ministers, Lawrence and Kim, and you all. You're all fabulous. You're my family, and I love each and every one of you. And I do pray for you all. And, you know, yes, we go through trials and tribulations. However, God is there right with us. He holds us in the palm of his hand. You know, he knows us so intimately that our names are engraved upon the palms of his hands. And he would never, ever put any of us in a situation we couldn't handle. You know, God is in the business of healing, and he wants us well, and he wants us prosperous in every area of our lives. You know, financially, spiritually, relationally, health, because health is just a gift from God, because we are healthy and we don't have to suffer sickness on this earth. Because when Jesus went to the cross. You know, he took away all sickness, all disease, all mental pressures, all financial pressures. You know, Jesus did that for us. And what a man Jesus is. You know, he walked the face of this earth and he went through the most crucial death ever. So much so that he sweat blood. And you know what, guys? He did that for us so that we can live in harmony. We can live in peace. We've got all 9 manifestations. You know, he did all that for us. And he is coming back. And we have so much to look forward to. We really do. And we've got work to do before he returns. Because there's a lot of people out there that need saving. And that's my heart, to see those, you know, obviously the ones that I love that are close to me, to become born again. And yes, I want to see laborers. And I have such a desire, you know, to just to see the masses lined up so, you know, we can minister healing. Because we can do that. And don't shrink back in fear. And if you see somebody in need as you're walking through a shopping center or in the workplace or out for coffee with a friend, if you get like a thought in your head that you have an urge to speak God's word, just go for it. You know, just go with it, because you know, we're not, because it's from God. And you know, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And we are his ambassadors here on earth, and we have a job to do. We have a job to do before Jesus Christ returns. And that is just out there, healing the masses and getting people turned on to the truth, to the one true living God. And, you know, it's just beautiful being a son and daughter of the Almighty God. And it's great. This fellowship is so beautiful. We are so close-knit. It really is amazing. It's obvious to me. It's just a sound doctrine. It's the best fellowship I've ever been on. And I've been born again since, well, I always believed in God. I went to my first fellowship at 19. But, you know, I always believed in God from a young age. You know, I've been, you know, I was raised a Catholic and I was always a devout Catholic. From the age of, I can remember, I was always praying to God and always had a relationship with him. And then it was mighty when I went to that first fellowship at the age of 19. And guys, I heard them all, you know, speak in tongues. I think there was only 9 or 10 of us in the fellowship anyway. And I was like saying to the lady that got me into the word, Adrian is her name, I'm like, what was I speaking in tongues? An interpretation, I was like blown away by it. And yes, I did take the classes. I took Chris Gere's classes, and it was very religious, you know, the group that I was in, because they were saying, oh, you have to take the advanced class before you can get out there and heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out demons, which is BS, because it says in the word, the works that Jesus did, we can do those works and even greater works. There's your advanced class. There, done, dusted. We are to have the confidence. We are to, well, I, you know, obviously have to have the confidence, you know, just to get out there and stop I've to stop pussyfooting around people and just get out there and give it all for God, because our identification is in Christ. It really is in Christ. It's God in Christ in us. And I will let no man or no devil spirit talk me out of who I am in Christ. Because we are royalty. We are beautiful, amazing sons and daughters of the Most High God. And He's got a plan for our lives. And we're here for a reason. And imagine that God loves us so much and so intimately that He knows every number of hairs on our head. You know, He loves you, and He is always there for you. He'll never leave nor forsake you. You've nothing at all to fear. And don't fear man, because I feared man for a long time. In my workplace, in family situations. But no, not anymore. I am completely, completely, complete in Christ. I am set free. And there's no condemnation, guys. And don't listen to the lies of old Splitfoot, the devil, the adversary, whatever you want to call him. Because he's a little squash bug that's under our feet. And we have the power and authority to rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. He must leave. No pain, no sickness, no doubt, no anxiety. You know, Satan has no jurisdiction over us because we are far, far above him. And he is just a creep. And I am just so thankful for this. I said it already. This fellowship is amazing. And it's power-packed. And it's, you know, where we get the truth and the sound doctrine. And, you know, it's absolutely awesome. And I'm so thankful for this fellowship, and so thankful, as I said, unto Lawrence and Kim. And always just remember, be anxious for nothing. Because God's love loves you. God has your back. And we are beautiful beings on the inside. And yes, we are beautiful beings on the outside. And each and every one of you on this fellowship tonight are truly my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. And I'm so thankful for your patience and your prayers for me. It means a lot, guys. It really means a lot. And I love you all. And I'm just going to kick back now. And do you know what I'm going to have? A little bit of ice cream and listen to the rest of the beautiful sharings that I'm going forward. So God bless you. I love you all. Mwah.
God bless you, Marie. That was great sharing, sweetheart. And God worked in you wonderfully. And I missed my ice cream because in India I was having ice cream every day. Butterscotch ice cream with strawberry ice cream.
Yeah. I always pick my treat night on a Thursday, Lawrence. I have ice cream.
Oh,
and
cool. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Well done. And yeah, keep it up. Keep focused, darling. Keep moving.
Yeah.
And God bless your beautiful heart. Thank you for joining us. And it's always great to hear you. And my love to you and my love to your mum.
Thank you.
And yeah, keep moving forward, girl. You're doing great.
Yeah.
You're doing
all right,
amazing.
Thanks, bro.
Bless your heart.
Love
okay,
you.
With that, Dylan, are you available to speak? Mr. Dylan Murphy, are you available to speak, bro?
Hey, sorry, I'm actually at work. Can't share too long, but I want to tell you guys I love you. Sharings have been absolutely awesome today. Right on the money for me. And it's been a great week, and I hope for a great weekend for the rest of everyone else on the fellowship, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the sharings. Love you guys. Can't wait to see you all in South Carolina.
Amen. It's going to be great, Dylan. And thank you for sharing that much. And have a great day at work, bro. God's with you and working in you. And bless your heart. You're the best, man. God bless you.
God bless you guys.
Okay. Daniel Ginn, would you like to share anything? Mr. Daniel, as we still got you on air. Mr. Daniel. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go for it, mate. Go on, take it away.
All right, let me get my headphones situated. I guess one thought. I'm blessed as always. Encouraged by everyone's sharing and just also everyone's hearts too. It's been fun to see this desire, people desiring to live for God and live fully to Him, and you know, just want to see God's word spread. You know, laborers come and be sent into not just the laborers but ourselves, be sent into the harvest field. Mary, I just wanted to say to you, you know, when you were sharing too, it's so apparent. There's just such a still like strength in you, kind of like you were sharing, you know, about yourself. And anyway, it's super encouraging, super such a blessing. So thank you for that. I can't help but think I've said a couple times, but you know, that God knows all the hairs on our head. Well, I don't have any hair, so you know, that I say he knows the lack of hair on my head. So but anyway, yeah. So no, God is good. Happy birthday, Danny. I'm right behind you. I'll be in 35 land 6 months or so. So happy birthday again. Hope it's a great one. And I guess the one thought I've been thinking of is God's really been teaching me, you know, in the labors, especially since we've been talking about that. I've heard that concept for, you know, here and there over the years, but God is really showing me the idea of like who the laborers are and like how God works in, picking is not the right word, and just like in working with, again, choosing and picking isn't the right word. Maybe Lawrence, you can help me after, but just seeing the labors, that feels like the right word, seeing the labors. And what came to mind a couple of days ago, and I was thinking about it again today, is I believe it's Isaiah 61, where it talks about the future Messiah or Jesus. I've come to heal the brokenhearted, right? Set the captives free, to proclaim liberty to the captives, all those different things. Lawrence, you shared it before too, and then Christ talks about it later in the Gospels. In Luke and maybe some other places. God was showing me, it's like I'm in an apartment complex for like the last maybe 6 months, maybe a little bit longer. I've had little opportunities to share people here and there. I'm really excited now because pretty recently after I started connecting with everyone and, you know, you guys in the fellowship, this fellowship, he really put it on my heart and kind of showed me that he wants me to move to another area. And kind of like a fresh field, you know, not start in a sense too, but just I've been as people are talking about labors and like, you know, Mary, Sakina, the visions that God are giving you, you ladies about the fields, things like that. I also sense that excitement, and expectation stirring too, just when I move. And I'm not like, you know, it's like 20 minutes away. It's not to like another, you know, country or state or anything like that. Just still in a totally different area where there's different people. And again, like here, there's different people I've shared with that, you know, they're like kind of almost indifferent, you know, maybe, well, yeah, indifference probably not like the right word. There's, you know, well, very few people. Every once in a while, you know, someone's like, you know, not about it. But the reason for me sharing that is God was showing me, like, you know, he, you know, blessed be in Matthew 5, it talks about how blessed, what are the poor in spirit, right? Or the poor. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of others, but again, it's like people that really have need. That's the simplest way to see it, right? Like God is looking and searching for those that have need, because those that have need really, like, will desire him. And I think someone mentioned it too, right? It's the goodness of God. Maybe it was you, Maria. But it's the goodness of God, right? That leads men to repentance and, like, causes us to live fully to God, right? Like that's the story of my life. I had a need. I was struggling and, you know, back in college, just different things going on. And I finally got to a place where I was like, you know, yeah, a lot of anxiety and emptiness and kind of, you know, what is life type of deal. That's kind of, you know, a brief testimony or snippet of my testimony and, you know, grew up as a Christian. But, yeah, I started crying out for myself. And as I sought, I found, and, you know, God totally changed my life. Jesus, you know, just, yeah, transformed everything. And yeah, and now here I am today. You know, just not saying that like anything special, or I guess it is special because God did it. So praise God for that. But like different, you know, or above the testimony that everybody else has, because, you know, we all have that as different people have shared different times. And, it's amazing. So I've been, just really encouraged by that and been thinking about it. So, I figured, or I guess felt led to share that too. Like it's, I'm expecting, well, all of us, right? Expecting, like, you know, those that have need, like when they connect to, right, it's just going to be like easy. And that's just encouragement that we've been receiving, right? That Lawrence, you've been sharing. You know, but just, I'm seeing that, like, God just gave me like fresh vision, like fresh understanding of that. Like, oh, okay. Like when he said, cause I guess with that, right, he didn't say, I changed for those that are like kind of, you know, again, half in, half out, or those that are maybe interested, right? Like, or yeah, you know, those that have it together, but I'm, you know, when they see who I am, you know, my glory, then they'll come to me, you know? No, he said, you know, I have come to, you know, he came for the brokenhearted, to heal the sick, right? To cleanse the lepers, mixing scriptures, but, setting the captives free. Those, again, captive, brokenhearted, people that have need, hurt, the dying, the lost. And so, it was cool seeing that, because it also just, it really helps me see and remind me, like, it's okay. It's like, it really is. It's easy. You know, it's not, there's no convincing people. Yeah, there's no convincing, because it's not like they're like, oh yeah, well, my life's good, but yeah, that's kind of nice. No, it's like God will connect us to the ones that, you know, again, they're hurting, they're broken, that will receive those words, but that really need him, and that we'll be able to minister to. And Danny, like, you know, I love what you always talk about, you know, once we're healed and we're whole, right? All those things, he's, you know, set free, the opposite of what those, verses that scripture was talking about, then we'll be able to go, you know, we'll do it. You know, we'll be able to go out and, just minister to people, share God's love. So yeah. So again, that was the main thing that I've kind of been thinking about and wanted to share. Lawrence, definitely glad you're back and excited to keep hearing what God showed you. And, you know, definitely desire to go to India at some point too. So I'll express that. I mean, the Lord knows, but just express that, even declare it. And I expect that'll come, but I'll be going to India at some point, or Nepal. Either one's cool. Both those places to learn and grow. And, and just thankful for you, or, you know, to you all as well, just to learn from you all and you know, be encouraged. And I shared this last fellowship, and I'll share it again too. It really is super exciting, just to see, like, everybody, God is moving, You know, God's word is spoken through every single person. And, you know, people are doing different things, not different ways, but it's being expressed differently. But it's all God. It's all his word. It's all God energizing and working in us. So that's been super encouraging and continues to be. So, yeah, God bless you. Looking excited for South Carolina. I'll say, too, it's going to be interesting. Those are my old stomping grounds. I think Sakina knows I mentioned it. I'm from North Carolina, so close to Mary as well. Mary was born in Georgia. But yeah, so I'm excited. I haven't been, it's probably been 20 plus years since I've been to any of those beaches around there, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, fellowship with you all. So I think that's it. That's all I wanted to share. So God bless you. I'll have to work on that. I don't sound as good as you guys, but or Rebecca. Yeah. I think I just sound as confident in it. Yes, I feel like I sound like a girl or something. So anyway, thanks, Lord.
Brilliant, mate. Brilliant. God bless your heart, Daniel. Good to hear you and the things that God's working and gelling in you and, here bring that to completion and upgrade and move in and, fruitfulness. That's for sure. And just stay with him. Just keep moving forward. And that's really great to hear your heart. So bless you, mate. That's beautiful in the name of Jesus. And next I would like to ask Pam Pattinson, my man, Pam the man. God bless you, brother.
Hey, absolutely, yeah. It's Daniel, it's God bless you.
Oh man, that's
that
amazing.
Is great. That's your
sign out there, Lina.
Fan, that's
yeah, she
crazy.
Reminds me of my daughter. So, and you know, and all you ladies are absolutely wonderful. I've learned, I'm so blessed, listening to, the teachings recently. And, Mary, about tender hearted, I think I'm at this point a little, I don't want to say hard hearted, but I'm stuffing things down. So, I need to get more, and there's a balanced walk in between that, you know. He's all designed us the same. So that's something that I need to really work on to be more tender hearted. But it's, again, for me, it's a, God works with all of us, individually. And it's a balanced walk. But when you mentioned Isaiah 43, it brought up a memory, that, I gotta share with you guys because, you know, God really, my whole life, I was adopted. I was conceived in New Jersey and dropped off in Miami. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Cause it wouldn't have been good if I would have ended up in New Jersey. I can tell you that. But anyway, I went on a canoe trip and when I was a young fireman and we were in the Akala National Forest and there's a river called the Akwaha River, and it's called the crookedest river, in, I guess, state of Florida, maybe a lot of ways, because a lot of springs flow into it, which obviously reminds me of, you know, Fountain of Living Water, this God's word just springs up, flows in us because we have the Spirit of God. But at that time, I was pretty young. It was 1981, November 13th, and a guy attacked me and tried to kill me. So I had to shoot him. And when I got arrested and went to jail, of course I was nervous. It's a longer story than that, but it was in self-defense, obviously. When I got there, I asked for a Bible. And the deputy got me one. And I opened it up, and it went right to Isaiah 43. And being a fireman, you know, the first couple of verses, it says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob," you know, talking about Israel, "and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, Because, you know, I was scared to death. You know, I was going to lose my job. I just shot somebody. You know, what was going to happen to my career? For I have redeemed thee. You know, I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. By the time I got to that, I was good. But I kept reading, when thou passest through the waters, and after I shot the guy, I had to jump in the river, which flows north, which rivers don't really, they're supposed to flow towards the equator, not against. And so it's flowing, like the Nile, it's flowing against the equator. And so when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, that blessed me a lot, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. And then it goes on to talk about him giving Egypt for them and for the Israelites. I mean, thank God for them, by the way. He worked like, I think, and Lawrence was saying, we're engrafted in, you know, because of their stand on God's word. So God bless their hearts, man. Thank God for them. But so that reminded me, maybe, you know, and I mean, God got me out of it. You know, I mean, I'm not happy I had to shoot the guy, but I'm here. So I'm pretty happy about that because he tried to kill me, but that's a whole nother issue. So anyway, what I've been speaking in tongues, like Grant took Richmond, house on fire, you name it, whatever adjective I can come up here and figure a speech in America. And it has strengthened me. I mean, Ephesians 3:16 is just, God has just been working in me. Now, I still have those thoughts, you know, and I'm kicking them out because they're old patterns, they're old paradigms, you know, and, you know, when you've lived in them, for so long, you get comfortable in them. And so your pattern or your normal life, you just keep going in that direction. Well, there's my connect. I go to man of God, Lawrence, and say, hey, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. I'll get encouragement from God, from him, you know, that I might not be able to hear. Not that he didn't talk to me, but sometimes, you know, with the emotions or feelings or thinking or thoughts, you know, I'm a little cloudy or fuzzy or confused, and God's not the author of confusion. So, you know, that's the reason, one of the reasons that God has placed all through the Bible a man of God or a woman that is a prophet, like he did with Paul, tried to save Paul, but even that, you know, got Paul out of it. You know, when he got in prison, he wrote the prison epistles, all seven of them. God showed, and they weren't from Paul, they were from God. So we are complete in Christ. And so that's where I'm getting to. I am complete in him. You know, and there's nothing I need to change except for here. Okay. Now, working on the outside, like, you know, Becca's been encouraging, Bambi's been encouraging for years. You know, working on that is fantastic because the Spirit of God is housed in the in our body, which is the temple. I'm getting it mixed up. It's, you guys know what I'm talking about. That's another thing. I mean, I'm giggling, laughing. I got the joy of the Lord, brother. And I got things going on. But I am not going to let them affect me. You know, I am going to keep pushing forward, not give up, you know, till my last breath. And I ain't going to take my last breath for a long time. So I'm doing good because Gabriella's got a little place to put me in. If you've ever seen the movie Up, She says, Dad, Stony Brook's looking better. Shady Oaks. It's called Shady Oaks. That girl's fun. Anyway, so, but we can control our thoughts. We can control. I'm perfect example of it. Now, I'm practicing practicing is getting better and better and better and better. Some of us are slower learners than others, you know, and it's like Mary was saying, you know, her heart's tender. Well, Jesus Christ, look, he had compassion, but he also looked around on them on anger too. So emotions are not necessarily bad. It's just controlling them. Jesus Christ didn't sin in the anger part for sure. He didn't sin when he took the whip and whipped him and said, this is my father's house is a house of prayer. He didn't, because he wouldn't fulfill the law if he did. So God had him drive them out with, you know, the idols they were selling or whatever else they were doing. I don't know exactly, but he drove them out. And the man with the withered hand, he looked around about and told him to stretch it, you know, on anger. And the next stare just shut everybody up, you know. And so he was able to say, stretch forth thy hand, and the guy was healed. Now, we have the opportunity to do the same thing. Same thing, to command that, you know. So I need to take those things that are troubling me, and I need to put them in my head and imagine them being better. And I'll get more clarification from Lawrence when I connect with him coming up here and, on exactly what that looks like, you know, a better picture. Cause I just need a better picture of it right now. Like I said, some of us are slower learners. And, another thing, my sister, thank you, Carl. I don't know if Carl's probably sleeping, but Carl texted me and, you know, said, you know, I'm glad your sister came out okay, and she did. But when I went the night before, my daughter, who's 21 now but 18, because she realized she had a lot of fear from her mother, and so at 18, her birthday on 18, she decided she's going to go jump out of a plane, and my sister was there. And, you know, they called her name, and you're naturally nervous, you know, your first time jumping out of a plane, you know. I mean, if you're not, you lost your mind. You know, when you're on a roof, you're naturally nervous. It's not natural, you know, to be up on heights, you know, and, you know, as a fireman, it's not natural to be on heights and look down and not have some sense of, because God's giving you that sense of, hey, don't step off or don't go off the plane, you know. That's that sense, but you have to realize you got to shoot on and go out. But my sister, she made this comment. She goes, I'll love you forever, you know, which my daughter didn't appreciate because it was like it was over, you know. And she went up, parachuted. It was great. It worked out good. So last night, my daughter called me and, you know, I told her, call up Aunt Robin tell her, hey, you're praying for the surgery. And then at the end, tell her you'll love her forever. And, you know, because a merry heart doeth good like medicine. So it had her rolling, laughing, you know, which was good. And then I did the same thing to her when I got up early yesterday morning. Yesterday and, took the day off of work and, got bombarded still at work, you know, phone call and then other stuff, stupid stuff. And, but, you know, did the best I could, you know, missed the mark a couple times, but got right back on it and kept moving forward. You missed the mark. It's not the worst thing in the world. You can keep moving. You know, his mercy is new every day, every morning, really every minute. You know, it's new. You know, you can start over every second, every minute you can start over. You know, no condemnation, none. Don't, and I'm the worst at it, okay? God showed Lawrence to do a teaching about, he thinks that we're some of some of us are, and I'll point me, are condemning ourselves. Hell, I don't need Satan to be condemning me. I'm condemning myself, you know, which is crazy. But again, that's patterns, old man nature stuff. Quit doing the laughing, Lawrence, because you're killing me, because I'm laughing while you're doing the laughing thing. So, you know, that's what, you know, just don't condemn yourself. You know, keep moving forward, and you can do it. You're never too old, never too young. Keep moving, you know. And those are some things I wanted to share. Brenda's apparently in South Carolina with her family. She's up there with her family a little longer than what I thought she was going to be at, but that's how it is. And anyway, just been listening to you guys and super blessed and love you guys a lot. And be imitators of God. Just keep moving forward because he's faithful. You know, and that teaching that was done on being obedient, being faithful is huge too. You get a chance, go back and listen to that. Because the more you're faithful in, the more you'll receive, I believe. I'm not quoting it right, but, you know, it's the same principle as whatever you sow, you reap, you know. And I could take a look at my life right now and I could say, okay, you're in this position because of the way you think, you know. And then I could go into condemnation. Well, I'm wasting my time. You know, I am going to just move forward, you know, and not give up. Nothing. I'm not giving an inch. You know, I might miss the mark, but I ain't giving an inch. And so, laborers will come. I should come on here. See, I'm not praying for laborers. Well, now on my share-ins, I'll sometimes say, okay, God, send me laborers. You know, I don't know, you know. So, anyway, love you guys a lot.
Bless your heart, man. That's it. You're going to get them whether you fucking want them or not. Bless your heart, bro. You're awesome. That's really great stuff. And, you know, God's at work. Brenda did send me a message saying she's helping her daughter to move or something like that. Anyway, she sends her love. But, yeah, wonderful sharing everything, complimenting everything, as it always does as God works in each of us, both to will to do of his good pleasure. So bless your heart, fan. And moving on now to the next one, I'd like to ask Judy Collins. Are you there, Judy? Oh, my Judy, are you there? Hello, Judy. God bless you, Judy.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm here.
Take it away,
buddy. It's wonderful hearing everybody and their sharings and your wonderful heart, Mary, and wonderful Amber and Danny and Zakina, and powerful Zakina. I'm very blessed. I have a sharing. I went to a job. I go into help people that is a company called Home Instead, and so I went to do this job that I was assigned to. It was a gentleman that is had a stroke like for 27 years ago, and he's been bedridden, and his wife has been taking care of him this long. And, you know, I'm asking God all the time, what, you know, here am I, what do you want me to do? And so really, the guy was not wanting any help. He can talk, and we did what I could do for him, and there's a house cleaning that needs to be done. So I went ahead and started cleaning, and the wife, she had to leave for a meeting. So she left, and when she came back, we got to talking, and I noticed her picture with her husband several many years ago, and on it was a scripture about faith. And so I said, oh, I noticed, you know, your picture up there. It's very nice. And yes, and I said, you must be a Christian because there's a scripture on there. Oh yes, I'm a Christian, and I have a lot of wonderful things God has done for me. And she went on to say how, you know, her husband, they wanted to put him in a nursing home, and she said no, and she's been taking care of him, and she has seen him walk and do things that you know, she asked God to help her with him. And so all this time she's been continuing asking God to help. And so, you know, I'm listening, and she talked a very long time, and I'm there from like 4 to 10. So at 10, this is around 9 something. And she talked, and she was from the Philippines. And we, she says how God has showed her some songs, you know, would tell her, give her the words to sing some songs through, you know, and she plays the guitar. She's in her 60s. And she played a song for me. And, you know, I'm listening and waiting for this open door. And she kept on talking and then telling me about her mother. And I thought that was really nice. Her mother was a devoted Catholic. And, oh, you know, they love the statues and pray to Mary. And she said, like, her mother had these statues that she'd pray for. And I thought this was interesting. You know, I was listening to her. She was very religious, very devoted. And she would every day go out and pray to her, to Mother Mary. And she said, she came along a scripture that talked about idols, her mother did. And she said that her mother discovered that she was putting these statues before God. And she'd be praying to the statues and not just praying to God. Well, you know, Catholics are raised that way. You can't talk directly to God. Oh, no, not at all. So she saw that in the Bible, and so she decided to take all of her statues that she had in her yard and bury them. She lived on the beach, and she buried them in the sand. So her family came along and said, what happened to all your statues? And she said, well, I buried them. They said, what? Oh, no, you didn't. And she says, yes, I buried them. I've learned that I was praying to these statues, and God doesn't want us to have anything before him. So I went and buried them. Well, they said, you could have just given them to us. And she said, oh, no, no, no. Then you would be praying to these statues. And I couldn't have that, because that's the whole purpose. We're not supposed to be praying to these statues. We're supposed to be praying to God. So I thought that was a wonderful blessing to hear her. I can't wait to get together with her again. Then I told her about speaking in tongues, because, you know, Sangit said one of the first things to try to get them born again and get them speaking in tongues. And so I told her about speaking in tongues, and she said she has heard of it. And I says, well, you can speak in tongues anytime. You can speak in tongues right now if you'd like, and you just have to move your mouth and your lips. God doesn't control you, just like Lauren said, you know, you're all in control. So she said, you know, she didn't do it, but, you know, I'm going to come back to that again. And I guess I could have done, you know, repeated myself, but I didn't have the go sign to do that. And, you know, I didn't. So I'm looking for the next opportunity. But my other friend, Tara, that I had met at a yard sale, she did do 2 words, and I called her up, and we were going to get together again. So I'm excited about that we can get together and come back to that subject of speaking in tongues. And I think it is a really, it's walking on water when I get to talking about speaking in tongues, because I think, you know, you're leading somebody in, a manifestation of the spirit where they too can talk to God. And I tell them, you know, it's divine secrets. it's giving thanks well. It is, you know, building up that spirit, your Holy Spirit inside you. You know, it's divine secrets with God. You're praying for others. And so, I explain that all to them and how important it is. So, yes. So those are two people that I'm really, and I did ask God, you know, I want to labor. And, because my life is nothing else but to serve Him. I am here to serve God and to do what He wants me to do. And my life is not my own. It's His. And we, you know, don't get to do just whatever we want to do. but when we are tapped in, when we ask God, what is it that He wants us to do? It's always there. I mean, right away. When I went to the yard sale, it was right away. God had provided. I just said, you know, God, I really don't. There's a neighborhood yard sale, and I don't really want anything. I don't need anything. I said, but I would like to talk to somebody about you. And so, I mean, I just forgot about it. And the next yard sale I went to, there was a girl there that I told her, you know, I really didn't need anything. I just wanted to talk to people about God. And she smiled like from ear to ear, and she was so happy. And we talked about God, and it was such a big blessing. Yeah, so there's, God is, you know, so good, and He, you know, puts people in our path so that we can bless them, and it blesses us too. And so our lives are not our own. Our lives are to serve others. And, you know, where can we give? What can we do? And I look forward to tomorrow. I'm working with a couple that one's 91 and the other one's 86. And they're both able to walk and get around. But, you know, I was helping the lady of the house. And we started singing some, you know, songs together. And it was, sang Amazing Grace. And so, you know, there's just so many things we have to do. And life is just full of life and living. And we do speak life into things. We speak, you know, we speak the things we want. And, whatever so small it is, I mean, a little baby chick, you know, we can speak life into, if it dies or something, we can speak life into that little chick. And, I heard of somebody who just had that happen. And I had, you know, these, 8 little chickens, and one of them was not breathing, and he spent a long time on this one little chicken. Chicky chick. And he, just spoke that he would live, you know, start breathing. And, he said it was about an hour. He just kept him, you know, confessing that this chick is alive. And so, it started breathing after, about an hour, he said. And I thought, wow, you know, we, sometimes give up after, you know, a rejection, and we get so like, oh my, they don't want to hear the word, you know. But, you know, to take, time to continue speaking, the word, and like, okay, that angle didn't work, but let's see how maybe another angle would work that you could, bring about light in a situation. And, you know, a health nurse came to my home, and, she, you know, was checking in on me, and that's the insurance, you know, they want to, you know, take a wellness, check in. She came and she says, well, what's, do you have any ailments or anything? And, you know, I was like, no, you have, how many medications do you take? I just take vitamins. And she said, and by the time we got to talking, she says, wow, you're the healthiest person I have met in a long time. She says, you, that's great. And she took my blood pressure. She took, my temperature and my pulse and everything else. And everything was great. She says, wow, you're really healthy. Well, that's due to God. I pray to God, and I continue clinging the promises God has promised me. And, I told her about one thing that I do continue to pray for, and that's my eyes. And I've been believing God to continue healing my eyes. And, but we had she said, that's great. You know, she really liked hearing about that, about how God was, there. And she, I think, it's important that, as a health nurse, that they too can see that the power of God and how He is at work too. Not everybody is sick. That's, it's coming. More people talk about sickness than healing, and we need to just add that light to our conversations so that people can, start doing it themselves, start speaking, because we will rub off on others as we speak positives and positive affirmations, and they too will get on to like, oh, she can do that, I can do that too. So, and it's always, people like to hang around with people that are full of life and light and living and, not always complaining. So that's my story, and that's what I've been up to lately. Looking forward to our get together in South Carolina, where we'll be together and bless one another's lives as we are present with one another. So God bless you.
Well, that's wonderful, Judy. God's working in you, and it seems like you're having fun there, sharing and fellowshipping with different people, and God working in your heart. Thank you for sharing. Looking forward to seeing you, and I trust you're blessed, and you're doing well, and your son, and your... Was that his daughter he'd done a video with on Facebook?
That's his wife's daughter, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, it was good fun, that. It was a good video.
Yes.
I'd love to win that as well. It's really good to catch up with you, darling. You're the best.
Thank you.
Bless your heart. I'm going to move on swiftly now to Jason, as he has to get going in a minute. So get him to share before he goes. Take it away, Jason.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Well, hey, God bless you, and thank you very much. So, see you next week. Oh, sorry, wrong parade. Wow. Well, it's been interesting listening to every video tonight. And, it's funny, who was it sharing, Mary was sharing about the field, the fallow field with the deer in it. It's funny, because I was out walking today, and I kind of lost track of where I was going, and I ended up in this field, and in the middle of this field there's this chicken, and it looked up at me and said, so I said, and I got arrested for foul language. Anyway, enough of the fun, because we're not like to have fun, right? Because we're believers, right? No, I don't think so. In fact, I'm learning more and more and more all the time how God really wants us to enjoy our lives. And I've heard it for years. I've heard it said, especially by Lawrence, for years. I think you're joking, aren't you? Look at the way this world is. At times, because it's so easy to think that way, because the world has been redesigned by the enemy of God. I'm not going to name it. It's not worth it. But redesigned by the enemy of God to get people thinking that way. enjoy life. What does that mean? But instead, it should be together, enjoy life. We're having a great life, having a great time. If we work, work is great. If we don't work, work isn't great. But whatever we do is great. And for me, a lot of things over the years, whether it was church or whether it was ministry or whether it was something, it's so easy to put your trust in an organization because you believe what they're saying is of God. Because they'll even look up and say, well, here's chapter and verse. But the devil can say, here's chapter and verse as well. He did it with Jesus Christ. We know this. When Jesus Christ was in the wilderness. So now I realize why it's so important for people to learn to walk by the Spirit of God. Because anybody can quote Bible. Anybody can do a church sermon. Anybody can do a seminar. Anyone can do anything. But not anyone can walk by the Spirit of God unless they've confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and believe God raised him from the dead and are ready to live with Jesus Christ as their Lord. It's not just the words. It's the actions that proceed. It's the actions that are carried out from there. Peace guards like a garrison. So if the enemy's going to go for anything first, it's going to be our peace. So for speaking in tongues much, speaking in tongues, I believe, activates the fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? We've got that in us anyway, but it activates it and helps it to come out more and more in us. But it's also our job to watch our minds, watch our thoughts, our thinking patterns, our words, our actions, so we can keep that peace ruling and governing in our hearts and minds through one Christ Jesus. So then, whatever situation comes up, we're able. We're ready to face it. Not only able and ready, but we've got the authority. We've got the strength because we're in Christ. Outside of him, we've got nothing. We just got carnal. And we heard it tonight. Do we want to live in that carnal for the rest of our lives? Do we really want to follow the thing that never got us anywhere before? I know the carnal me just ended up in depression, drugs, ADHD, attempted suicide almost, but not quite, alcoholism, and all that, all the wrong kind of things, all the stealing and the lying and the gambling. What was I gambling? I was gambling my life away. Gambling isn't just money in a fruit machine or betting on the horses. Gambling is your whole life. And you're either throwing it into one pot for the wrong thing, or you're coming to God through Christ Jesus. And it's, you know, that, and everybody would think that's a 50-50 thing, but it's not. It's 100% chance of life everlasting. It's 100% chance that you've got wisdom in every situation you need it in. It's 100% chance that we haven't got to be robots. We're human beings. That's what God made. And I'm sorry, but I hear this word version, be a best version of you. But I'm sorry, but God didn't make versions. He made originals. And it's like, you know, the King James Bible is a translation. All other Bibles are versions of the translation. And they're not as good as the King James. Even though the King James is not quite 100% accurate, but it's more accurate than the rest. But that's the example of versions and the original, and we are all originals, because whatever God does is unique. As every snowflake is unique from another. So I think, when I think to myself, I think, well, I want to be me, who I am in Christ already. That's who I am. I don't want to be the me that was in all the negative areas. I want to be the me that God says I can be. The one that Jesus Christ said, you can heal the sick in my name. You can raise the dead. You can cast out spirits. You can walk on water if the need arises. You can part the water if that comes up. You can cross on dry land. You can rebuke storms. And it's funny because we can turn anything around as well. And what I've been doing is we've had this crazy winter, and I came to a point, I was getting despondent with the weather we're getting in this country, and then God reminded me of where I needed a bit of extra comfort, and Joshua took the Israelites into Israel, into the land of Canaan, and when they went into that land, they had to fight battle after battle after battle, and in one of the battles, it was going on so long, the sun was going to go down. If the sun had gone down, they might have had less chance of winning the battle. I think they would have. So Joshua just looked up. He commanded the sun stand still and the moon stand still. And the sun and moon stood still until Israel won the battle. And that inspired me. When we got freezing cold conditions, I said, no, that's it. Enough's enough. And four times since December, I've said, I want between 5 and 10 degrees centigrade. I don't give a hoot what time of the year you say it is in the world. I don't give a damn what you say we should have. I don't agree. I'm saying what I want. And that is it. And every time I said it, and I gave thanks to God afterwards, I said, Father, thank you, this is done. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. The first time I went to bed, went to sleep, woke up in the morning, it was between 5 and 10 degrees. Right? Centigrade, we have centigrade in this country. We have Fahrenheit in America, so whatever that would be in Fahrenheit. And then it happened again, and three times, and each time, I think a couple of times, it changed that day into between 5 and 10 degrees. So when people say about how bad the winter was and all the weather, I told them what it did. You damn right, I share with them. I'm sharing with people testimonies, and they're looking up and going, oh wow. And now we've got this, they're realizing we've got better weather as a result of that. I think that's brilliant because I couldn't work out how to tell people that. All I can do is be bold to speak when it comes up. And I'm not firing people around the head with nothing. I'm not even giving them Bible. I'm just saying what I've been doing. And the testimonies are things that the indie believers are always sharing at their fellowships. And that's what's encouraging them and getting them hot. People think, I can do that too. So they go out and they can do it too. And that's the teaching. It's not literally sitting down, right, now I'm going to tell you. Now I'm going to teach you. It's not. It's not the format. It's out of the format. And it's led by the Spirit of God. As they've been encouraged, they can do the things. They've gone out and done them. So we're encouraged that we can do these things. And it's quite simple. We just believe it and do it. It is that simple. It really is. And Lawrence is sharing that tonight. So I either believe that I'm a child of God and I've got more power than any spirit, any devil spirit anywhere. I've got more power than anyone that's working for the devil. Or I don't believe that. If I do believe it, I'll be competent when it comes to raising the dead, healing the sick, casting spirits out, rebuking storms, rebuking things that are in my way, hindering me, stopping me from doing what I should be doing every day. And thank God the weather changed. I can do my work again. and it's great because getting back at doing my work again is reminding me all over again, this is where God placed me. This is what God gave me to do. Did God say it was going to be easy? No. Was it easy when Jesus Christ gave his life? No. Did he do it anyway? Yes. Out of obedience. So what will I do? What will I choose to do? And it's down to my free will choice to decide. And really, again, blessed this week in one way because one house, I mentioned this guy before, he's in his 80s, he's found it hard to adjust to not working. He worked right up until his late 70s, 4-H-odd, some gardening, and then had a few blips here and there. I was told he was getting dementia or something like that. And I thought, and I was just encouraging him the whole time. And, you know, if you believe you've got that, you can, you know, you want to try and say something different. I haven't got that, for example. And I was encouraging him on this basis. And it came to a point where anyone he'd have a conversation with, he couldn't wait for me to turn up because I was always saying things that he liked to hear. But I was just telling him the truth, basically, and in an encouraging way and not downputting him. He ended up going to church, and he can forget who people are. He can forget names. Whenever I turn up, he's remembered, and he said to me, I'm praying. I'm praying every single day now, even through my day, I'm praying to God. All the time, I'm praying to God. I'm thinking, wow, for somebody who's so say got dementia, he remembers me. And he sometimes forgets other people, but he remembers me. He remembers conversations with God. He remembers he can pray to God. He remembers this, that, and the rest of it. It's pretty awesome because it is a living testimony in itself. Not of me, but of God. Of how great God is. That if I'm where I'm supposed to be when God wants me to be there, then God can go to work through me. And it's God that's doing the work. It's not me doing the work. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to help somebody with dementia. But I do know God. And I do know how to speak his words as it comes to me to speak them. And that's speaking by the Spirit of God. That's why there can be a result at the end of it. Otherwise there can't be. So, with enough carnal people going around there, no wonder this guy's getting refreshed when I turn up. Because it's the Spirit of God activated in me. I can share chapter and verse with people all I want to, but where does it get it? It doesn't get anything anywhere, does it? When I first heard about God, I didn't know any Bible at all. But I knew the testimony of how I first prayed to God and how God started to answer my prayers. And I knew I could tell people about that. And if I could tell people about that, I remember how that was turning people on, because they were hearing something they hadn't heard before. Well, this guy started praying and he hadn't prayed before. Oh. And, you know, it's like these guys in India, when they haven't heard anything before, and they've heard it for the first time, they try it out because they've seen something works. And now finding that they do it so that it works. And knock on effect. And it's, again, word of mouth as well. And I was just with this lady the other day, at her house. I cleaned her windows and I needed to use her toilet. And this must have been of God's timing, I think. She said, yeah, as long as you don't mind having to squeeze past the mobility scooter. I thought, what? I didn't know she had one of those. Okay. So I'd gone in there. I thought I hadn't seen that before and it looked like it was new. I said, what have you got that for then? And she started telling me about muscle problems and this, that and the rest of it. I said, to be honest with you, I said, I would be robbing you if I didn't tell you what I'm about to tell you now. And she looked at me straight away. And I had her focus. Did I think of it? No. I only said it because it came to my heart to say, this is God working. And then I just started to share with her how God can heal her. Then testimonies I've seen, my minister's seen, and testimonies in India, Nepal. To the extent, then she's left with my number and the website, and that's it. I'm not going to do any more. And now, that is in God's hands as well, even. But I told the truth. I would be robbing her if I didn't tell her the truth. And we heard it tonight, speaking the truth in love. And that is speaking the truth in love. When you tell somebody, listen, God can heal you. By Jesus Christ's stripes. It doesn't matter whether you know Bible or not, but it makes no difference at all. It's handy, it's helpful, if we have learned something, but that's for our learning. But there was no Bible when Jesus Christ was on the earth. He had the commandments of the law. That was all he had, and that was all Israel had. Were the commandments of the law. When Jesus Christ was doing what he was doing, Israel was seeing a new thing happening. the stuff he was doing wasn't written down in the Old Testament, wasn't written down in the law, in the book of the law, the commandments of the law. It wasn't written down anywhere what he was doing. He was doing the new thing. And it's through him that we can do that new thing. That's the New Testament. It's in the actions. It's not in our knowledge of the Bible. It's in our heart towards God and towards Jesus Christ and the compassion for other people we've heard tonight as well. And thank God we have got a minister and a leader who is taking a stand and it's being straight as well, because it takes love to be straight as well. What was it? There's even a scripture in the scriptures that mentions about that. It's better than secret love. Open rebuke is better than secret love. You know, saying the truth, speaking the truth in love, rather than, oh no, I'll just butter it up and do a nice fancy little sermon today. That doesn't help anybody. It doesn't get anybody healed, delivered and set free. It just keeps people where they are. But speaking the truth in love gets people moving, gets people motivated. And we go out there on the streets and we can speak the truth in love to people in a gentle way and in a way they can realize that this isn't religion, but this is really something to this. And we're free. We are free in Christ. We are free in Christ. And like Lauren shared earlier about doing what's in our heart to do. And I like to check with God at times, you know, is this you or is this me? I don't do it so much now because I think I even catch the end of Chris shows at my mum's house, and it's like sometimes I'm not even paying attention to it, and then I'll hear they got ABCD answers or ABC answers, and I'll go, oh, that's C, and I've got it right, and I'm thinking, what was the question anyway? And somehow I'm just knowing these answers without knowing even what the question is at times, and sometimes that question is asked and then they're reading out these answers, and I'm like, oh, it's that one. Yeah, I didn't know it was, but it actually happened to be that answer as well. And I do this from time to time, and I think, thank you, Lord. Because, hey, everybody's got their way of doing things. Whatever way you find to check with God, okay, this is good. This is God showing me stuff. That's great. And just keep moving in that direction, and then do it. Even if it sounds crazy, if it sounds bizarre. Because it's not about religion, but it's about the relationship. And that relationship, if you don't know somebody, if you don't know the sound of somebody's voice, how can you have a relationship? You can. And unless genuinely somebody can't speak, that's a different thing. But, you know, with God, he can speak. So he can communicate with us. And, you know, Jesus Christ said, my sheep hear my voice. And I love that because when I first read that or heard that, I just looked up and said, I want to hear your voice. I want to be your sheep. I want to be a sheep. I want to hear his voice, not anyone else's. Not any enemy's voice, I mean. So, pretty much at the moment, this is what I've got. There's been a number of different things happening for me recently, but these are the main things, and seeing in my mind's eye the laborers, so many, and realizing God really is going to do this, and as we draw nearer to the time when we get our laborers, the momentum will pick up, the pace will pick up, and it will begin to move, and it will be so smooth and so easy, and we'll be breaking out on the right hand, we'll be breaking out on the left hand, we're going to have to believe God for bigger places, just to house all the laborers every so often, and I don't know what Lawrence and Kim are going to do. They're going to have to knock the walls down on this house, I think, to get everybody in, but and rebuild or something, build bigger or build upwards, and annoy the neighbours. That'd be great, wouldn't it? the neighbors can join them as well. So, yeah, it's a question of telling the world, watch this space or join it. And, oh yeah, praying for people in authority. Something comes to my heart about that is that I don't just pray for them that they make the right decisions for me to move freely, blah, blah, blah. I pray for them to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, because that's what God's heart is for all mankind. And then they can be directed properly. Because if once they're born again and it comes to the knowledge of the truth, then they can be directed properly. Till then, it could be hit and miss, maybe, maybe not, I don't know. But we can still pray for them to make the right decisions as well. And it is a very important thing as well. It affects our entire nations, our continents, everything. So that's me for now. And thank you very much for asking me to share, Lawrence. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. And God bless you.
Okay, thank you, Jason. Next, I would like to ask Shelley. Shelley Sadone.
Well, hello, and thank you. God bless you all. Today I am such a blessed honor to have my little friend Casey staying with me. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi, yep. And we're reading a story right now. He's almost 2 years old. He'll be two in May. Okay, there's your book. Come over with the dog. It's just such a blessing to be able to be a blessing. Yeah, there's your dog. You're right. There's the dog. His mommy is a
baby.
And the baby is interpreting up in a small town. She does interpretations for the school, the high school. She's fluent in Spanish. So I get to keep him today. It's been a real, real blessing. So, you know, it's just such an honor to be able to be a blessing and be in a situation where I'm available to help people, and not just because, you know, I'm going to make a buck off it, not just because I need something, because it's the Christ in me, I really want to help. So I've had a really, really, really good week. My youngest sister, her name is Becky, and she's about 10 years younger than me, has had some situations in her life, but mainly she hurt her knee really bad. She kind of had a Lindsay Vonn thing, but not quite to that point, but to the point of where she can't walk on it. And she wanted to go out to Missouri, which is about a 10-15 hour drive from here, but it's a 2 hour flight. So she called me and asked me to help her book her a ticket to get out there. And I said, okay, yeah, I can help you there. So I got her a ticket booked, and then she called me back and she's like, can you watch my dog? And I'm like, yeah, I can watch your dog. And then I like, Becky, you can't drive yourself down there. She's like, yeah, I can. Yeah, I can. I said, okay. So when you're able to be humble enough, I didn't say it that way. I said, all right, so you let me know. I said, I'm available to drive you down. Friday night, she's like, Shelley, there's no way I can drive myself to Denver. It's about a two-hour drive. I said, yeah, that's okay. You come over here, and I'll drive you down to Denver. So it wound up that our son Christopher was here with me also, and he's just so gracious. He's so gracious. It was really cool. He drove us down to the airport, and that gave me the ability to just love on Becky. You know, how we witness to people and who our fellowship is loving, witnessing through who we are. And she was so humbly grateful. And I'm like, well, this is a blessing because I'm able to bless you. That's what I really came here to do. What's that mean? Okay, I'll be right there with you. Be right there. So we got into the airport. Hey, Sugo. And Christopher was driving, so I was able to get her bag inside and get her inside, get her all checked in. And off she went. And her dog is such a blessing to me. She's really, 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 really a neat dog. I am not a dog person, but this dog is a shelter dog, and she's just the sweetest dog I have ever, ever met. But she's very, just like you talked, Amber, about your sister's dog, very protective. And every time somebody drives by, she growls at him. But this afternoon when Casey came to visit me, Casey sat on the floor, and Louis gave him puppy kisses, and it was, oh, my gosh, just one of the sweetest things I've ever seen. So it's just, it's been such a blessing. And so Louis barked really loud and it scared Casey. And he came and he ran up and he climbed up into my lap. And it just reminded me of how when the world barks at us, what are we supposed to do? Where are we supposed to run? Climb right up into Daddy's lap. And there he is. He's always there for us. And he's there to hold us and protect us. You know, that's this huge thing of God is there to protect us and take care of us from all the nasty of the world. But really, the world is not so nasty when we take a minute to look at it and realize how incredibly blessed we are with so many wonderful things, so many wonderful opportunities just to be who we are, because this is who God's designed us to be. So, well, Christopher was home. He likes to run, but he walked with his mom. Oh man, he walked my legs off. We walked probably about 20 miles in the 3 days he was here, but I didn't stretch. Hello, buddy. Okay, I'll be right there with you. So we didn't stretch, and we got really, really stiff. And that was the other thing that I saw when we get stiff like that, because we haven't stretched, but we've pushed ourselves. You know, that's the way God works with us, is he stretches us and grows us. And sometimes it's not really very comfortable, but when it's over with and you get those muscles, for us, would be mental muscles, stretched out with him, we see how honestly blessed we are. So it's been a great week to see many signs, miracles, and wonders. The reconciliation of my sisters, I have three sisters, has been fantastic. And Becky is my youngest, and Lori is my middle sister. And Lori and Becky haven't talked in a long time, ever since my dad fell asleep. Yeah, I saw one right here. And they haven't really talked because it was not a good situation. But they called each other and talked for an hour. And, you know, the wonderful reconciliation because of what God has done. And because we can, yeah, just because of what God's done, reconciling my sisters, reconciling my physical family, it is just such a beautiful thing. And I have this great gift of time, and God's given me the gift of time just to sit down and be able to bless people. Okay, we'll go outside a minute. But I have a very impatient, almost 2-year-old, wanting to go outside. So I just wanted to tell you how much I love you all and, you know, smile and shine and carry on, because we are the lights of this world, and it's a beautiful place to be. Absolutely beautiful. And I love you guys so much. Do you want to say hi, or do you want up? Do you want to say hi? Can you say hi?
Hi!
Yeah. Yes, you do through my friends. I love you guys so much. We're on our way outside to play. Thank you for bearing with me while I'm busy being a granny nanny. I love you very much, and we'll catch up with you later this week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Shelley. God bless you, darling. That was great. And God bless you, little man. Have a fantastic day. Great what God's working in your family and your sisters. That's fantastic stuff. It's all about the reconciliation.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Love you, Shelley. And love to the family there. And we'll move on now to Sydney. Sydney, would you like to share anything? Mr. Sid.
End user anomaly. Anyway, so thank you very much. This was actually pretty good. Thank you. All I could, I was listening to so many people, and one of the things that stuck out in my mind was, is it my mind or is it God speaking with me? And so I have to analyze or just let it go, because God does speak with us all the time. As long as long as we are listening. That's the thing, as long as we are listening. But it was a very nice to listen to all of the testimonies and to see how great God really is. I mean, he gave up his only son so that we could have access to his father. It's just really cool. I mean, we've got the 9 manifestations of Holy Spirit. Just keep on doing it. So that's basically what I wanted to share. I need to fix some dinner and put away the groceries because they've been sitting out for a minute. So I had to put those away. But God bless you guys. And we will speak again.
Yo, bless your heart, Sid. Yes, we definitely will. And that's it. We just keep walking with God, walking and being led by the Spirit of God. Operating all those manifestations by speaking in tongues, beginning and just moving with God. So I'm glad you joined and stayed on, and God bless you greatly for that. And enjoy putting your shopping away.
Bless your okay.
heart, mate. Thank
glad
you, Sydney.
Okay,
bless your
bye
brother.
Now.
God bless your heart.
Okay,
okay,
bye,
next time to us, Ethel. Yeah. Bless you, Sydney. Ethel, God bless you, darling. You there, twin? Hello, my darling. There she is. Look at her. A little sparkle of shine.
Thank you, Laura, for coming to my Zoom yesterday. Yeah, you're always the highlight, you know, but I could be too. It's my Zoom. And speaking of what Sydney said about, you know, the Holy Spirit gift, that's what the topic was about, because remember I asked, and thank you for explaining that to my labor, Jim as well, and he had a better understanding. After you left, I bust out the Bible, went right into 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It talks about the whole enchilada. And, you know, and then I thought, wow, I read that. It reminded me again of... Well, I used to just manifest the first three, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, you know, of course, speaking in tongues, interpretation, prophecy, and all of that. But, man, when I got hooked up with you, Laura, I was able to exercise, of course. Remember, me and you, we raised Edmund from the dead, my dear brother. He hung out for several more months. And then I was casting out devil spirits. I was exhausted. I was in a room, a hotel room. I did it all night. But, you know, the thing is, it was just coming on because I didn't really know which devil spirits, but God just revealed it to me. As sleepy as I was getting, it just kept coming up, coming up. And, always healing sick people and all of that. Wow, wow. Talking about manifesting all of that, man, it's a gift. And I always say, you know, like for birthdays, Christmas, and things like that, you get gifts. It's your choice whether or not you're going to use it or just probably put it on the shelf and let it collect dust. Well, I don't. Man, this is such a precious gift. And I said to myself, well, I wish when I first got in the Word that I was able to manifest all 9, but you know, hey, it is what it is. Now, you know, I've got the last 3, and it's a beautiful thing, man. And the more I practice, I see it. I said, God, show me some more. It's like this good addiction. I want to raise people from the dead. You know, I want to heal sick people and things like that. And it's such a wonderful walk. It really does make sense. I always say, yes, we read the Bible. There's no limitations to that. God inspired you. Go to the Bible, read it, understand it, have a knowledge. But it is in the practice. Man, that's where the Word of God comes along. And when I first went to India back in 2012, the biggest testimony that really resonated with me, I remember we were like in an old school And a lot of the Indian believers came up and said their testimonies. There was this one man who was making statues for the churches there, right? And then somebody witnessed to him, and he found out about the truth. You know what? I mean, he was rubbing elbows with all the high priests and all of that. And you know what? He said, oh, my God, what the heck I have been doing? So, of course, he stopped creating all these statues. And what he did was he blessed people with his, because he can work with his hands. He helped people build homes instead and things like that, you know. And he found out the truth. He said, what was I making those idols for? Interesting. It's really interesting. Well, you know, I grew up a Catholic. We went to church. We were praying to the dead gods. Of course, I didn't know. What did I know? I was only little. And then, you know, I found out the truth. It's like this building block, okay? And, of course, once I got to the ministry, we did a lot of research and all of that. Well, don't get me wrong. It did me a lot of good, you know, understanding the knowledge and all of that. Sometimes when I'm talking to people, you know, a verse, God will just give me this rhema words. Okay, quote this verse. And people are like, how did you know I was seeking God, you know? Like in Psalm 139:28 says, seek me, O Lord, and know my heart. I said, I did not know. God gave me those rhema words. That's the exciting part, man. Sakino, this is the rhema words, yeah. But more importantly, as you say the rhema words, you know, you got to remember that you have to activate God, the Holy Spirit, in your life. Otherwise, I don't think those rhema words will come out of your mouth. You have to activate Him and really, really walk with Him, because really I amaze myself sometimes. I'm quoting verses in the Bible and I go, wow, I said that. Or I listen back to, you know, the sharings, and we have the UK Zoom, and I go, wow, interesting that I've said that, you know. And it's also learning and growth for me as well, because, you know, in this moment in time, God's telling me to quote this verse, this and that, right? And man, is it so humbling. I tell you, I'm just so blessed beyond measure. I know you guys always hear me. And each time, you know, the fellowship gets sweeter and sweeter, you guys, right? There's no other God but our living God. And yeah, okay, 9 weeks before Myrtle Beach. It's so exciting, you guys. And I know that when we have these Airbnb fellowships, it really inspires. Thank you, Sakina and Ellen, for having to, you know, host. It's great to be hosting. Mary, I know you're doing a lot of things too for this Airbnb fellowship. And it's, you know, it's for us to be blessed for family. I mean, I'm from Oregon, Pacific Northwest. I think I'm the farthest one here. And I'm a representative. Yeah, I had no idea I was going to hook up with Lawrence. I mean, I knew Lawrence before, but nothing like this. But when I moved to Oregon, God said, go, call Laura. Because I've been wanting to honor my first fruits, and you know, that testimony too is so great. Just real quick, he said 2 days before I called, he was praying about God increases finances. Well, there, I had this nudge, man, like, call Lawrence, call Lawrence. And I did, and I said, look, you know, I've been wanting to abundantly share, and you know, that was so in sync. And here I am, you know, now hooked up. Maybe it's about 4 years now, and I'm so very thankful, because also, you know, about 2 years ago, Lawrence told me to start the Zoom. It's been in my heart because I've been, you know, having fellowships at home and all of that. And then Danny, I remember when I was at the UK trip, he said, prophesied over me and said, oh, you have a great big heart. And I go, I didn't understand. me have a big heart, you know, and then Lauren says, you know, you're a minister now. Actually, you've always been. I've always done fellowships at home and with or without husbands. And now I don't have the husband, but I have God, you know, and my life has been so fruitful. Yeah, I see it, you know, with all the travels. I just love traveling. And of course, when I travel, it's like ministry work, right? Who would have thought I'd be on the other side of the world, like India, and then you've got Nepal. You know, even that year I went to Japan. And then all the domestics here in U.S., Florida, South Carolina, places like that, you know. I said, me? I'm semi-retired. In the world's way, I don't have the income, but I'm in God's economy. And I always say that. And it's so true. You know, I don't think poverty, because in this world, people will say, oh, yeah, me travel, I never in a million years I could go because it's expensive. I say the same thing, you know, but look at me. God is just taking me places. No wonder, you know, like, I know I've had this sharing about my travels with God. Man, he's just prepared me all the way from whenever, okay, when I first became a believer and all of that. It was a building block, and then now it's a blockbuster, okay? Like I'm not giving Lawrence and Kim the glory. It is of God. Now that I got connected with them and to honestly practice the truth, the right doctrine in my walk with God, it's so fruitful. So fruitful, you guys. And I can't even imagine. Like I said, I'm so blessed beyond measure. It's immeasurable. And when I look back, my life has been and has been. Wow, God, you just blew me away, the fruit. After all, I'm your kid, you know? I delight in you, and so you delight back in me, right? And that's our Father. He's such a loving God. And he wants you blessed. And have high expectations, you know. I used to limit God, seriously, even though I've been a believer. Now God is so limitless. You just desire it. Tell him, God, I want this. Like me, my desire is traveling, right? Make that decision and God delivers for you. And you want to put God to test? Don't even. Because you just have that desire, you get synchronized with God, and he'll make it happen for you. It's not your timing. When you pray, when you request, just be patient, because God is going to work out those little and big details. And that's the exciting part, is the details of what's going to come to fruition, right? And honestly, my move from California to Oregon, it's huge. Because, I was going through a divorce then, and I've been here now in Oregon for 5 years. And I tell you, God is showing me great and mighty things. He's still showing me as I desire it, as I am humble, meek, ready to receive and just be obedient. Father, what have you want me to do? Yeah? You want fruit? Here it is, you know, like, you want results? I mean, this is the most excellent and perfect way of walking with God. Man, he just shows you great and mighty things. That's my verse, all of us, you know, call unto me and I'll answer thee. I'll show you great and mighty things that you don't know. I have no idea, but God has, you know. And he speaks for me all the time. And the more I think about it, you know, I said, wow, Father, I'm no special. I'm your kid. But you know what? My desire for you is so huge. My faith and my confession. And, you know, I hardly ask anything. You know, like I don't ask any questions. Like when I went to India and Nepal, I saw this people, man, they just run for it. And when God moves, man, God moves very swiftly. It can happen to you too. It happened to me. And he's still moving swiftly. Just be prepared. It's like, oh, wow. Okay, God, you can slow down now, but I don't want to say that. You know, he just keeps, move with God, man. Just move with God. He's a swift God and an amazing God that we have. And, my life will tell the story of many, many testimonies, you know, and it's very exciting. I love it. Just walk in with the Holy Spirit. And you know, when you walk with him, you're fierce, because you know why? You're fearless. Who mentioned it? First Timothy. I think it was it Sakina, you know, or Marie Carroll. Okay. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And why did God say it in that order? He didn't want us to fear. You know, I used to, even I became a first time believer, I used to have all kinds of fear, but now it's like, God's going to take care of it. There's been hiccups in my life lately and predicaments and all of that. You know, I look back, man, I see how God just protected me and redirected me, okay? There were some things a few months ago that has happened. I don't have to go into details. And he's like a GPS. He will redirect you, and you ask, and when he does, and then you find out, sometimes I'm thinking, why is it happening this way, God? And he's like talking to me, you'll see, my child, you'll see what I mean. And then when I see it, I'm like blown away, because it's more than what I expected. Really, really amazing God that we have. And if you're in tune with him, you are connected with him. That's also part of your stewardship, right? You're nourishing and cultivating your relationship with God. After all, it's you and God. And, you know, he's such a personal God. He knows exactly, even before you even think or speak, right? So I'm just blessed. There are days when I'm kind of down, but what for? You know, I'm just giving the devil an edge, and I don't want him to get the edge. I have the victory. God promised me more than abundant life. So you know what? That's what I'm going to do. Okay? And just a couple of testimonies that I've had. I broke my side view mirror months ago. And so I went to this mechanic shop that I always go to get my car maintained and all of that. They quoted me, dude, $1,000. And I'm like, God, I'm not going to pay $1,000. There's got to be a better way. And then, so of course, my call centers are working. This mechanic passes by, and we happen to talk. And he says, hey, I am a mechanic. I have a mechanic shop in downtown Springfield. It's called Springfield Automotive. So come visit me. So I went, and he assessed the situation. You know, he just quoted me for fixing the side mirror, $187 as opposed to $1,000. And then I said, oh, I will need a maintenance check. It's been, my car now is over $100,000. And you know what? He only charged me $45 as opposed to, you know, I mean, some mechanics will probably say, oh, you need this, you need that, and this and that. So, you know, $250. That's when I know that I know. You know, when I ask God, Father, increase my finances, okay? Those are one of the ways that he pays back. You know, he makes sure he blesses you. So now I have a good, honest mechanic that I could go to. And he goes, oh, you go to that automotive shop? They do charge expensive, you know. I know. Thank God, Danny, that I met you. You know, he goes, oh, it was meant to be an Apple. And I tell you, I have a Lexus. That Lexus, I know it's over $100,000. Just do your regular oil change and that kind of maintenance. It's the cheapest maintenance for a car, but it'll go a long way. Your car can go as far as $300,000. But you know what? I would never drive any other car. I just love my Lexus. And here in Oregon, It's a 5-minute community. Unlike when I lived in California, there's traffic. It was brutal. People almost die on the freeways just so they can get home because, you know, they get so mad because of the traffic. But here, put on your seatbelts. You're there. Wow, God, you've blessed me, okay? And, of course, you have to pray, you guys. The gas prices should come down. Anyway, yeah, that's the other thing, too, the gas. And then we have no sales tax, a lot of perks in Oregon. And I tell you, yep, yeah, I could say I'm representing the Pacific Northwest here in Oregon, in the West Coast, okay? And I'm so excited because laborers are coming up. I know that, like, say, for example, Jim is one of my laborers. And yesterday, I usually, you know, start at noon, and I haven't logged on yet. He was already there. Wow, God, how easy are you making this? And, you know, yes, you pray for laborers, but I want the serious ones. Quality who will stick to it, just like me, just like all of you guys here. You're all laborers for God. But I want that's worth a million, just like Nepal, man, just like India. I mean, those guys, they just explode. And, you know, mind you, it is kind of a different environment, so to speak. It's a third world country. But then, you know, they're very communal. Once you talk to, say, the wife, and then of course, the husband, and then you've got the cousins, the aunts, the uncles, grandma, grandpa, just like that. You know, just like the Philippines. That's why my heart is so big on the Philippines. Because just like what Judy, you know, talked about, the caregiving for the Filipino ladies' husband, oh, they're very religious. But you know what? They got really big hearts. But doctrinally, that's why it's like, God, you got to send me there. Because they really need to know the truth, nothing but the truth. You know, they have really big and pure hearts. And God's commissioning me. So anybody wants to come with me, it's happening. I've been praying about it, envisioning it, you guys. It's so huge in my heart to go. Envisioning it. Keep focused. And God's going to make it to a fruition. I can't wait till the day. Hey, you know, these are the days going to the Philippines, blah, blah, blah. And I've been praying about it. God is good. He's never let me down. I've done a couple of laborers in California. I've done one, two here in Eugene. Wow. I it's great hosting, you know. That's why I know, you know, Ted and Shelley Zagone, when they hosted our South Carolina gig last year, and then now Sakina and Alan Wiley, you know, oh, man, if you guys get so inspired, you want to do it. It's so amazing because the whole time you just walk with the Holy Spirit, you know, okay, Father, because when I had one here, it was at Holiday Inn, I had to pay for, you know, like the conference room, blah, blah, blah. And then Lawrence, I remember he told me, Ethel, if it's just 10 of us, it's okay too, you know. But I had registration, people paid, and there's about 45 people. And what a joy in my heart, you know, too. And then thank you, Fred Davenport, because he was the co-host. He flew the tours to Eugene. And when I see that, you know, Father, how could this be all true? I mean, it is true. As long as you put God in the very center of it all, things will come to pass. And it's such a joy in my heart to be able to host, you know, and because I just know that I know that God's got my back and he's my partner, you know, like imagine like losing my luggage just right in Amsterdam. It's like, really, God? But those luggages will come back to me, and it did. And the travels are wonderful. I am so blessed. I want to get back again traveling. And, yeah, so the thing is the Philippine laborers, I know I keep talking about it because I just know that God is already orchestrating the small and big details of it. Like he said in his word, I'll show you great and mighty things. And even if I'm not in the Philippines yet, hey, you know, he's already showing me great and mighty things here and continuing to. Sometimes I just sit on the corner of my couch and just cry with joy because God, have you just chosen me? But no, all of you, you know, God is the respecter of person. And as you desire, oh man, I'm just blown away. That's all I can say. God is good. You guys, we continue to go to him, look to him for anything and everything. And I tell you, let your life tell the story, because each and every day, something God will just blow you away with. And I'm just there, I know it's got to be you, God, you know, no one else. So anyway, I know you guys have been saying, God bless you. But I just want to say, because Lawrence just came back from India, is Parmishwa Apkoa. She's there, right? God bless you. And I'll see you in Tagalog. I'm practicing now. Pagpalain ka ng Diyos. Diyos is like the Spanish word, right? Because the Spaniards came and discovered the Philippines. So a lot of our speaking and all of that are kind of Spanishy. Spanishy. But anyway, that's my sharing, you guys. I love you. And I just want to let you know, thank you, Lord. I know it's hard work posting all of our sharings. You know, when I go for my walk, man, that's my power tool. I'm walking and I'm hearing everybody sharing. And you guys, I'm encouraging you to do that. You'll be surprised. I mean, not surprised, because like when I share on there, you know, I don't research it, right? We don't. We just speak from our hearts. And boy, the most beautiful words come out, because you know what? It's coming from our Father, our God. Yep. He wants us blessed. He promises that more than abundant life. Ephesians 3:20 style. Exceedingly and above, right? And abundantly above all that we ask or think. So anyway, God bless you.
God bless you.
Bless you. No, you have to say that in... Sally. Sweetheart, you have to say it in Tagalog. Pagpalain ka ng Diyos. Pagpalain ka ng Diyos, yeah. So we got to kind of start practicing our Tagalog, but, you know, we might not need it even if we go to the Philippines, because they'll think that's what you do.
They speak English. There you go.
Thank you. Very well English. I'm not being prejudiced, but, yeah, I remember when I was going up there, of course, I went to a Catholic private school. We had a subject, just English.
Mm, yeah.
So we're not stupid. Yeah.
Amen.
So when I came to the States, man, I had the accent, so I was afraid to speak, but in time, like right now, I'm so bold to speak, right? I couldn't speak like this 5 years ago, but God
has
blessed.
There you go. See, God's working in you. Bless your heart, Twin. That's great stuff. And, yeah, it's good that you've done the hosting. In fact, people need to be thinking of next year as well, yeah, even though we haven't done this year's one yet.
We're yeah, because it's coming year. Up fast, yeah.
Yep, so someone will be hosting this event this time next year. Anyway, God bless your beautiful heart. Thank you for sharing, Apple. Always wonderful to hear how God works in you. And I know there's one more person, and that is Mr. Frank Givadet. Shula papa, shula pepe, shula papa. God bless you, my friend. How are you doing? Bless you, shula papa.
Shula papa. Okay, God bless you, and I won't stay long, but we just continue in the encouragement to look only to God, honoring God. Honoring God, praying for laborers, speaking in tongues much, and that is very good to persevere, and we build on that, and we will be able to go beyond what we are encouraged. And yes, God is good and He's a loving God and He wants the best for each one of us. And we are, very specific to God for what he has for us. He has great plan. He wants all men to be saved and have a knowledge of the truth. And it'll come to pass. And we just stay confident. We confess it, and we believe it is done yet. Then yes, that is good. God bless you and love you. Thank you very much.
Well, bless your beautiful heart, Frank. And it was a wonderful Zoom fellowship tonight. Everyone shared really great desires and great expectation. And not everyone was there, and it was a packed fellowship tonight. But I know it's growing, and God will continue to grow it. And He'll continue to grow your Zoom fellowship as well as you continue to do that. And so what we'll do now, we'll give thanks to God. We'll have manifestations and we'll close out of a word of prayer. So, Ethel, would you speak in tongues and interpret or bring forth a word of prophecy, please?
Delight yourselves in me, my children, for I delight on you. Come to me with boldness and confidence. Don't hesitate. Don't doubt me. For you know what? I'm a father that loves you very much. And I just want the best for you. So practice my presence each and every day. For in my presence, there is fullness of joy.
Amen to that. And Judy Collins, would you speak in tongues, interpret, or bring forth a word of prophecy, please?
You are my very best, my children. You have always been in my heart and the uttermost part of my being. For I have called you to be my sons and daughters, to not look on the things of this world, but look unto me and look unto my words, my children, that will fill your spirit with great joy. For my spirit is great and my love for you is great. So be not concerned about the things of this world, but be concerned about life eternally and all the spiritual blessings I have already given you and I have promised to you.
Amen to that. And ML, would you like to manifest?
Yes, please. Look only to me. Don't look to yourselves or the circumstances in the world. Seek me with your whole heart. Seek me through the greatness of my word and put those words on in your heart because they are powerful. And my love is mighty in you to win those that are dying and are hungering in great need. And they need what you have because my love is in you. So be certain that when you speak for me because my word is rich and mighty in your heart.
Amen, sister. Amen. Speaking it forth for God. And Mr. Van Patterson, would you like to bring forth a word of prophecy?
I am your father. And you can be bold because I back you up. Stand with me, for I stand with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. I am your heavenly Father, the creator of the heavens and earth. There's nothing I can do, I cannot do for you. So come to me with all your desires, all your heart. I know them already, but come to me and I will fulfill them. There's promises in my word that I have written down. And I will bring those to pass. It's your will and me working together because I am a father that will not break your free will. So come to me, believe in me, have confidence in me,
know for sure, have confidence in yourself, know for sure that you will be victorious, and I will send my son, Christ Jesus, back for you at the right time.
Amen. Powerful words, powerful manifestations. And Mary, Mary Wade, my dear, would you like to close us out with a word of prayer and thanks?
Sure. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can stand with you and that you always stand with us. I thank you that in your presence there is fullness of joy. I thank you that we can have confidence and we can make bold confessions, and that you put those words in our heart and they live in our hearts, Father. And I thank you, God, that we're a powerful people, and we just have confidence in you, Father, that you will fulfill every bit of the words that you have spoken forth, and we can have confidence in you, God. So I thank you for the coming week. I thank you for great blessings to take place in everyone's lives and hearts. I thank you for great physical healing for people who need physical healing. I thank you, God, for great emotional healing. And I call this healing in every aspect to take place for your people, Father, for that's your will. And you've caused it to come to pass, and we're thankful, God. And I thank you for great deliverance for the people that we'll be speaking to, the people that you put in our paths and give us the words to speak to them. And I thank you for this wonderful calling that each one of us has, for how you have caused us to have the greatness of your words living in our heart and showing forth out of our mouths, and that we see signs, miracles, and wonders come to pass because you will cause it to be the case. And I thank you, God, for that. And to you be the glory, and your kingdom come, Father, your kingdom come. And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven for sure. Thank you, God.
Amen and amen. Look at that, 2 minutes before midnight. Like I say every week, have a great rest of your evening, have a great day tomorrow, and have a great weekend, and I love you all, and you're all God's best, and you'll get last week's fellowship that you had will be put on tomorrow sometime, all right? So, if you've got that to look forward to, and I'll be looking forward to going through it myself, so. God is good, great sharings, God's working in all of your hearts mightily, love you, and even my eyes are going blurry, I think I'm so tired.